Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the information that is provided by Talkers Magazine. Their charts are available for you to peruse at talkers.com, and this is the info they have gleaned in this past week, the week of January 14th to the 18th. So we're going to go through the stories, the people, pick out some of the things that are of interest and import to the bevy of folks listening and to our hosts, which include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company. Jennifer's on the DJV program with me, and also the co-host of the morning program on the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. And also joining us is Rick Jensen, who is a very popular host on WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So we're happy to have you all here with us as we go through these items. And I think last couple of weeks, Jennifer, I've been starting at the top instead of the bottom, because I always want, I know you can't spend the whole hour with this, so I like to get your spin on some of these things that are governmental in nature. The shutdown continues, the battle over the border. But the most interesting thing may have been the last couple of days of the week, where one side said, na 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 na, you can't give the State of the Union. The other side says, na 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 na, you can't fly to Afghanistan. So
welcome to Politics 2019. This is where we are right now. Yeah. Well, it is child's play. Certainly, it's entertaining for people who follow politics, I think. Sadly, there are 800,000
voters. Not entertaining for those of us who are paying the bill.
Right, who are caught up in all of this, and along with the people like the Angel Moms who are looking for security at the border. So there are a lot of victims in all of this. However, if you missed it, this back and forth with letters on Wednesday of this past week, Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to Donald Trump and said, look, we're in a government shutdown. That State of the Union that you want to deliver in about a week and a half, we're not going to do it. It wouldn't be appropriate. You can deliver it in writing or we can reschedule. Well, President Trump did not respond for 24 hours until he sent a letter to the speaker that said, essentially, due to the shutdown, I'm going to cancel your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan. Now, the president can't cancel her trip, certainly. This is a congressional delegation that was going. But he could take away the military aircraft that was going to deliver them there. He said that he was doing it because he wanted her in Washington, D.C. to negotiate with him instead of being gone for 7 days, and that they need to start taking this southern border and making it a priority in discussions between the two of them. I do believe that he's right about that. I think that having Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democrats needed to reopen the government gone for 7 days, the optics on that are crazy, but the American people would have never even known about it without the letter from Donald Trump, because the news media was told not to talk about it because of security reasons. So, and now everybody knows, and now they're forced to stay. And will this make it come closer to a resolution to all of this? That's the big question.
All right, so your take on this, Rick, with your audience, what are they amused by this? Are they annoyed by this? Are they reacting to it? Are they throwing up their hands saying that everything's melting?
Two things. First of all, I wonder, it's Pelosi's move now, and I wonder who's going to make the money when she orders 100 pizzas to go to the White House in Trump's name, Domino's or someone else? That's going to be the next one. Honestly, the shutdown, I thought it was stupid from the very, very beginning, and a single mom called me on Wednesday saying that she cannot close on a house she's buying because she's getting a USDA loan. That office is closed, and now, since she doesn't have a lease on her apartment and she's supposed to close on that house and can't, she's got nowhere to go. So it does affect real people in real ways.
Yeah. What do you think, Victoria?
Well, the shutdown is really tragic, and you've got people who are signing up for unemployment and food stamps, and some who are hesitating to sign up for unemployment because they will have to pay the unemployment back when they go back to work. You've got people who work at the IRS or the State Department who are being forced to go back to work for no pay, so they can't even, like, take on a side gig that would give them some pay. So it's very difficult situation. But this tit-for-tat with Trump and Pelosi, it's kind of what you would expect. Now, what was interesting about the Pelosi thing, she also suggested that he could give the speech from the Oval Office. Of course, what he could also do is he could go to one of his huge stadiums and he could give his speech to a large audience if he wished to do so. And that's really the kind of place where he excels. But it's not required that he gives it on television or anything. I mean, it's not required. He has to give a report from time to time. But I think one of the unfortunate, perhaps, consequences of blocking this trip, because, of course, she can't possibly fly commercial to Afghanistan, is that she and Adam Schiff...
there's no flights from L.A. to Afghanistan?
Well,
I thought, what the hell?
All the time. Is that she's now in the country, along with Adam Schiff and some other senior Democrats, just at the time that one of these other major developments is happening, which is this reporting by BuzzFeed News, Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Cormier, and Pulitzer Prize finalist Jason Leopold, that President Trump directed his longtime attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. And it probably might have been more convenient for the president if they had been in Afghanistan today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I think where they are is not going to stop the drooling of the Democrats from wanting to investigate everything.
Resign!
Trump, right.
Peace.
I mean,
it's the image of them being in Congress and making statements to the press versus, you know, being stuck in Afghanistan and having to make statements. It's the optics of it, I think, that, you know, it just looks better.
Number three.
If they're away.
On the story list is the investigation, the allegations, that sort of thing. So we've covered number one, two, and three on the story list already, and it's only 14 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Power swabs is the, speaking of reviewing, the best way for you, when you look in the mirror, to rework the yellow stains, the ugly teeth that you have. Come on, let's fix this. This is the perfect solution, the risk-free way for you to become more confident. This is the system that works. This was put together by a dentist named Martin Ginniger about 17, 18 years ago. He started using this combination. It's an all-natural, it's like a paste, a patented toothpaste, and then a whitening agent. Lightens up the stain starting in 5 minutes, in fact. If you haven't tried it yet, here's what you do. You call 800-208-1797. And tell them that you heard it here. Mention my name if you want. And get 50% off the retail price so you can try Power Swabs. Find out how it works. It's so simple, so easy. Get rid of the coffee stains, tea stains, the smoking stains, the wine stains, whatever it is. Notice I didn't say it. It's pretty close. I said it once and it almost sounded like Weinstein. No, wine stains, folks. That's what I'm talking about. Get rid of them. Power Swabs. Remove them. 800-208-1797. It's all natural. It's very safe. And you'll look so much better, feel so much better about yourself. Save 50% on the retail price. Use the DJV code or Doug Steffen when you dial 800-208-1797. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. All right, continuing on now with our overview, let's stick with number three for a few more minutes. The president told his lawyer, apparently, or at least that's what some people are contending, that Cohen, we're talking about, to lie to Congress about the deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. So I think you just referred to the story that was in BuzzFeed. Is that right, Victoria? So
BuzzFeed News, yes. Yeah. The reporting is that this is according to two federal law enforcement officials involved in the investigation. And so this is not based on Michael Cohen saying it, because, you know, he's a liar, but he's very interesting. The two sources told BuzzFeed News that Cohen also told the special counsel that after the special election, Trump told him to lie by claiming that negotiations ended months earlier than they actually did in order to obscure Trump's involvement. Now, Mueller's office learned about Trump's directive for Cohen to lie to Congress through interviews with multiple witnesses from the Trump organization, internal company emails, text messages, and a cache of other documents. And then Cohen acknowledged those instructions during his interviews. So it's not based on Cohen saying, oh, yeah, that happened. It's like Mueller's got a bunch of stuff. So we'll see. We'll see.
Resign or be impeached. There it is, the battle cry. Meanwhile, I am suggesting to people that listen to my radio programs that they not pay their taxes. It's time this stuff stopped. What the hell are we paying for? Nobody. Everything is a screwed up mess. Victoria gave a couple of examples. Rick gave a couple of examples. Jennifer had examples. This is ridiculous. That's not even a strong enough word. It's an insult to the people who are paying the bill. So stop paying the bill en masse. Refuse to write a check to the IRS when your taxes are due. If you pay quarterly or whenever you do, just enough. Enough is enough. If enough people don't pay their taxes, somebody's going to what? You think they got enough people in the IRS to chase everybody down in the country?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, actually, I do. Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
No. Yeah. So we're just being intimidated then, Rick. we're being intimidated to pay for it. It's like the gangs. You'll pay a protection, the protection racket. That's what we're getting nothing, basically, for our money, or not what we ought to be getting for what we're paying. So,
well,
I think
this is the never-ending story. No matter who's president, the other side will have someone trying to hamstring that president through endless investigations.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. You go ahead.
Well, a piece of hypocrisy here, obviously, on both sides, but this could be the Democrats' free pass to impeachment, conspiracy to perjury, if indeed it's accurate. But keep in mind, it's interesting they did not go after two people who did lie to Congress, perjured themselves. It's even on YouTube. You have the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper. You got General Michael Hayden for lying, also, as he was director of the NSA, about collecting people's personal communications and storing them. It's on YouTube, and they didn't have the courage to prosecute them as well. Only when it's politically advantageous to their political party, it seems, do they want to do this.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation on Friday, February 1st for the annual Go Reading Luncheon at the Holiday Inn. Protect your heart health, the ones you love, and be inspired to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Keynote speakers include two cardiovascular specialists sharing life-saving information on women's heart health. Shop in the Red Boutique, enjoy champagne, and complimentary Go Red goodie bag tote. Wearing red is highly encouraged. This event sells out every year. Go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. Let's get heart smart together at the Go Reading Luncheon.
Coming to the Cascade Theater in Reading January 30th, Black Violin. This chart-topping group mashes up classical hip-hop and rock. They've collaborated with some of music's biggest names like Tom Petty, 50 Cent, and Aerosmith. Now they're mixing it up with Reading students to break musical barriers on the Cascade stage January 30th. Don't miss this groundbreaking night of music. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In your vehicle, at your home, in your office, we're here at your service. And over the story list here this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Review, we have people discussing it, sort of like a backyard conversation over the fence. Victoria Jones is with us. Oh, wait a minute. There's no fence.
Very good.
The DC radio company is with. Thank you. I'm just trying to do. We were talking off the air about me replacing John Oliver on that show that he does on cable. And Victoria said that I wasn't funny enough, but I could perhaps replace. Jensen said I should replace Stephen Colbert. I don't know about
Please.
That. All right, Jensen's at WDEL in Wilmington. Ms. Jones is at the DC radio company. I'm here representing myself and the other Stefan Enterprises. So let's go back to the list here. The legislative agenda. It seems, even though that's number four, kind of, it doesn't seem to have the kind of starts the first three do, because nobody's really interested. They're too busy looking at the fundamental character of the people that are in government on both sides and saying, but there is a certain amount of amusement with this, I suppose. In the meantime, what is the agenda? I noticed that Laura Ingraham has taken off on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for her agenda and basically saying that she's taking advantage of her minority status using minority privilege. I knew this was going to happen sooner or later because Miss Ocasio-Cortez is a big show, not a big showboat. She's just, it doesn't, I find her to be the reason not to be excited about this new freshman class, because there's another young woman just like her in Boston who doesn't have a clue of why she was elected. She just got elected. And now what are you going to do that you're there? Are you going to go dancing and have a lot of fun and say, what did Whoopi Goldberg say to her? Why don't you go learn your job, sit down, and be quiet? I find her, I don't care whether Laura Ingraham makes the statement, but it gives me another chance for my own focus on her. She's pathetic, and I don't even really know what her real ideas are because she's too busy being a showboat. She's a kid. So does she belong? Do we need to up the age of, and people say, oh, you're just a sexist. No, has nothing to do with sexism. Maybe ageism, if there's something to that. But I don't know. You're the closest person to Star Watchers down there, Victoria. How much solid ground am I on when it comes to her?
You're on a little solid ground in the sense of the what Whoopi said. And I'm going to mention somebody who may not be popular with Richie in particular, but this is exactly what she did. Oh, Richie's not here? Okay. No. But exactly what she did when she got into Congress, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. She shut up. She sat down. She took her committee assignments at the end of the table, as you do in the Senate. She was a senator, as you remember, from New York, at the lowliest place. She set about learning the job, cooperating with the other side, and trying to pass effective legislation because she knew nothing.
Mm-hmm. So this young woman doesn't know that she doesn't know nothing, apparently. So she's all about – I would guess – her career will be short-lived, but who knows? At this point, it's just annoying to see that sort of stuff. Where are the people who are actually doing the work? We got these showboats on both sides, the old-timers who have been around. All they want to do is get airtime. This young woman and others like her, the woman from, as I said, I can't remember her name, who got elected to replace an old Italian guy in Boston, Capucci, Caputo, something like that, anyway. And she's the same. She's not as bad as Ocasio-Cortez, but she's, you know, maybe she's learning from her. She started out the first week or so making a lot of noise and being everywhere, and then she sort of has blended into the woodwork. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't spend so much time on this because there are a lot of other important things to talk about, like the number five issue, which we'll get to in a few moments, the focus on Syria, to go or not to go, that's the question. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-8255. 1797. Use the DJV code that subjects you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The business of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Ladies First. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here with her comments about the lists of things, the stories, the people list from Talkers Magazine that we go through every weekend. Rick Jensen is a talk host at WDEL in Wilmington. Been there for a long time. How long, actually, have you been? As long as I can remember, you've been.
Years.
How many?
No, as of 18 days ago, 18 years. Yeah.
18 years.
Wow.
Where'd you get your start? Where did you start on the air?
When I was in high school, local radio station. I was living in Norwalk, Saugatuck, Connecticut area. There was a station in Westport, and I walked in and said, hey, I'd like to learn this stuff. And they said, good, we need someone to take out the trash, and that was it.
Yeah, there you go.
So great.
We already started. We all started that way.
By the way. Because of the Department of Labor laws, you can't do that anymore. You have to pay them. You can't be a kid who just wants to learn something. It's just not legal anymore.
Really?
Huh. That's crazy.
That explains why we got so many dummies on the air. That pretty much explains that right there, right down to the nitty-gritty. All right. Number five. Top 10 stories. Number one is the border wall. Number two is the government shutdown. Number three, whether Trump did the campaign violation thing that everybody, well, not everybody, but some people are alleging. The Democrats and what they are able to do or not able to do in the legislative area. Number four, number five, our policy in Syria. I said before we paused at the bottom of the hour that I am beginning to wonder whether I have long said that we ought not to have gone to Afghanistan the way we did. We could have done, as we showed at the end, sending in the elite, the very elite soldiers that we have Delta Force and the SEALs and that sort of thing to pop off Osama bin Laden. And then the same thing could have been done with getting rid of Saddam Hussein. But we chose to enrich the military-industrial complex. If you haven't seen the movie Vice, and you either do or don't like Mr. Cheney, you see the movie and you get a whole different spin on it. There have always been a lot of rumors about him and what happened, but I find our involvement there and the beginning appalling. Bush and the business with Cheney going into Iraq was appalling. More than that, it's the money, more importantly, the human lives that have been lost there for nothing. We created a huge vacuum, and now we're suffering the consequences because we got another problem in Syria. If we pull out of there, it creates a vacuum, and Daesh comes back in. So a friend of mine who I have on the radio with me every week, a fellow who's is an internationally known entertainer, in a manner of speaking, named Uri Geller, who lives in Israel. I asked him this past week about how safe and secure people were feeling in Israel about our pullout from Syria. Look at the map. You see where Syria is, where Jordan is, and how it all comes together where Turkey is. And you understand why the Israelis are nervous about this, because Assad is a bloodthirsty cur. The Russians, I mean, it's just a mess. We've created yet another mess. And in pulling troops out, I said, hooray, as a matter of fact, when I first heard that the troops are coming out. And then you start looking around and thinking, okay, what if we pull out of there, what does that mean for all the people who have died there already? And how do, is it in our best interest? I suppose we could still argue that for us to be anywhere in the Middle East. So I think maybe we, I don't know. I frankly, it's a puzzle that I don't know how to solve. If I were president, I'd have a headache over this. Victoria, what's the basic conversation about this in Washington as we end the week?
Conversation is similar to what you're saying. The other part of the conversation, of course, is that we have to add that soldiers were killed and that ISIS is claiming responsibility. Now, the fact that ISIS claims responsibility for something doesn't necessarily mean that that's true. ISIS are liars. On the other hand, nobody in Washington, really, particularly those who are familiar with what's going on in Syria, believes that ISIS has been defeated in the sense that there's nobody belonging to ISIS in existence. Mm-hmm. ISIS's control of territory is down, but ISIS is very much a factor, and ISIS is doing guerrilla tactics. So there is a lot of concern that ISIS is saying, hey, we're around and we intend to make ourselves very, very noticeable.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, anything from your listeners and your point of view with regard to Syria? When you're on a station like WDEL, do you spend more time talking about the local issues there, half and half national issues? How do you decide what the focus is going to be? Because you're running a local talk radio program.
It's really, really local. I'm a registered Republican. The state's run by Democrats, but I have the governor's personal cell phone. Delaware is so different from every other place I've ever worked or lived in the country. Very, very local. But we do talk about these things. And when you talk about Syria, when you talk about ISIS, it boils down to how does one actually defeat an ideology? You don't.
No.
You don't.
Never.
There has been this ideology since the Moors invaded Spain, and there were those who have kept this ideology for so long. If you've got 1.5 billion Muslims in this world, and only 1% of them hold on to some, you know, I would call it personally, a horrible, sick ideology, that's still a million people. So how do you defeat an ideology?
I don't know that you do. I think that's part of the problem here. So do we just lick our wounds and move on and let them figure out their problems for themselves? It might be that way, but the oil interests are as they are, and the Middle East is full of oil. So are we gonna mess that up? Allow it to get messed up? Probably not. Where do we go from here? It's one of those things that you have a conversation about it and it doesn't go anywhere. So let's keep going. Speaking of a conversation that doesn't go anywhere, number six is the confirmation hearing for William Barr. There's nothing about this that I found intriguing this week, even though, you know, the political questions about Mueller and all the other stuff. Victoria, is there anything? This guy was around when Bush was president. Okay, ho-hum. He didn't surprise anybody, did he? Was there anything that really, really, I mean, there were a couple of headlines about, you know, him seeming to disagree with Trump, but really?
There wasn't anything major, I don't think, that he said. I mean, this is not a new rodeo to him. He's been through it before. But one thing that was interesting that he said, particularly in light of something that we talked about earlier in the show, which was President Trump may have directed his longtime attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress, was that he was asked about that. About whether that would be a crime if the president tried to coach somebody not to testify or testify falsely. He said unequivocally, yes. He was asked by more than one senator that question, and he said yes. And so that's very interesting and puts him in a bit of a spot, really, with the president, potentially. Potentially. Mm. We don't know. There's a lot to come out yet. But that was very interesting, and that is being talked about in Washington today.
Speaking of somebody who's in a spot, Representative Steve King, he's number nine on the countdown. His story, his ability not to be able to clarify his thoughts, doesn't seem to be that intelligent a fellow. Where does this guy go, Rick? Away?
Well, once you start asking the question, what's wrong with white nationalism, now you're shopping for a mirror with Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah.
If you don't realize what you're saying plays right into the thinking of racists because you're echoing what they're saying, my only word for the guy is next.
Yeah, right. See you later, alligator. That's the way I'd look at it anyway. 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup. If you are having a good night's, if you're just waking up from a really good night's rest, congratulations. That's super. Your good night's rest has enhanced your immunity, has helped you prevent weight gain, has improved your mental health, has helped you prevent heart disease, and increased your ability to be fertile. Those are all the good things that have happened to you having had a good night's rest. Now, if you have not had a good night's rest, then all of those things are on the negative side. The column doesn't look good. So how about you start with your pillows? I've had expensive pillows. I've tried pretty much everything available. I didn't like the stuff that was around. You find these expensive pillows in Macy's and Bed Bath & Beyond. Nope. So I was introduced to MyPillow. As a matter of fact, they wanted to advertise, and I'd never actually used a MyPillow before. I'd heard of them, but I hadn't. So they sent some pillows, and they sent some other stuff, and now I am convinced, and not because I'm being paid to say this, but I am convinced that this is a fabulous American company with a fabulous American story, and Americans are the beneficiaries of all the work that's done there in Minnesota. 1,500 people work in the plant now to produce all these pillows, the pillowcases, the things that will help you get a great night's rest. Best thing about MyPillow, other than being made right here in America, is that it is 100% machine washable. So every month or two, you wash them. You don't have to throw them away. Everything else you got to throw away. You can't, the filling that's in all other pillows, you can't wash that and dry it, not unless you want to sleep on a lump. So with the MyPillow, the exclusive deals they have, you can get financing, you spend more than $200 on things in the catalog, all kinds of great reasons, money-back guarantees. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and buy everything that's there at half price. The promo code, again, DJV at MyPillow.com. TalkRadioCountdown.com. Stories according to Talkers Magazine this week include the number 10 item, NFL playoffs. What's that, sports talk radio? Where are we? Where are our heads with regard to talking about the playoffs? That's probably it, right? A few ancillary stories from the world of basketball, but number 10, pretty much a focus on the playoffs. Number 9, Representative Steve King from Iowa has got a problem or two or three or four. Number 8, the Gillette advertising that is controversial. What's the story with that? Brexit, the exit for the UK. Number 7, Barr, Mr. William Barr, confirmation hearings. Number 6, the policy that we have in Syria. Number 5, the Democratic legislative agenda. Do they have one? Number 4, the investigation of President Trump is number 3. Government shutdown 2, and the border wall battle is number 1, as you might expect here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
More than 234,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. That's about 640 people per day. It's not an easy journey, but treatment options are much better than they used to be. Research shows that lung cancer is not just one disease. Doctors can now test for genetic mutations in many lung cancer tumors and potentially prescribe targeted treatments that are more likely to work for certain types of lung cancer. The epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, or EGFR mutation, is often associated with non-small cell lung cancer. If you or a loved one is recently diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer, it's important to get a full diagnosis with tumor mutation testing. Know your mutation status before starting therapy, and talk to your doctor about treatments for your specific type of lung cancer. For more information, visit www.lvng.com. This message is brought to you by AstraZeneca.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The top 10 list of people from Talkers Magazine this week, it's a list of people who really are certainly inveigling themselves with regard to the stories, but there are a couple of interesting names here that perhaps deserve a moment or two. So think about the one in here that you think is most important. Steve King, number 10. Eh. Theresa May, 9. Eh. William Barr, 8. Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren tied for number 7. Interesting couple there. Number 6, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, annoying. Number 5, Robert Mueller, annoying. Michael Cohen, number 4, annoying. Chuck Schumer, number 3, he's annoying. Nancy Pelosi, she's annoying at 2. And maybe that's we should call this the list of the most annoying people that are being a part of the focus. Donald Trump is number 1, as you would expect. And a lot of people think he's fabulous. A lot of people find him annoying. Whatever. He still is number 1 on the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to get to one of the items on the countdown list that is not political. The controversy surrounding this ad that the Gillette Razor Company has distributed, and I think now pulled. Anybody understand? I read it. I watched it. And I was confused by it. Anybody else see it? Is there something to the controversy? Advertising is supposed to be simple, straight to the point, get you to think about what they're selling, and you go buy it. I didn't get any of that from watching the Gillette ad. How about you?
I'm wondering if they did it because they're losing market share to places like Harry's online, and they said, you know what, a little virtue signaling couldn't hurt us a little bit. I'm more amused by this Genu Harry thing where women are celebrating, we're growing our hair under the arms and the legs and everything, and I thought, How is that empowering? I got to ask Jennifer Victoria, how is that empowering?
Victoria?
It's not a question of empowerment. It's just a question of it shaves you time in the shower.
Yeah. Well, I was reading People magazine and this supposedly a movement, and they say it's empowering. And oh, by the way, and have you ever done unicorn armpit hair? I thought that was just so bizarre, but apparently that's a thing, coloring it and making it look like unicorns.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I've got so many ooh.
All right. Let me just quickly give you the rundown of the people list here. Steve King is at 10. Theresa May, number 9. That whole Brexit thing. William Barr is 8. Elizabeth Warren and Beto O'Rourke are tied for 7th place. And the lovely and talented Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is in 6th place. Robert Mueller, 5. Cohen is 4. Schumer is 3. Pelosi is 2. And the Trumpster is number 1 on the people list. So there are no real surprises there. I don't think anything. We've gotten to most of the exciting conversation about the issues of the week. Thank you to Victoria and to Rick. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Talk Radio Review.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, it's time for our weekly overview of the hot hits, the 5 top stories from the world of technology from this week. Start at number 5, we will. Victoria, I feel like I'm Yoda. Start at number 5, we will. Mm-hmm. Victoria Keelan starts at 5 with an amazing Amazon story. Is there a week that we can remember that there wasn't some story in the top 5 relating to Amazon?
Probably not. Amazon is a very big part of our lives, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. Amazon has now included an upgraded Alexa voice remote with its entry-level Fire Stick. So normally it's $39.99, and this, if you're just starting with a Fire Stick bundle, which gives you the remote and the little stick that is a USB stick that goes into the back of your TV, gives you access to Amazon Prime and Netflix and a lot of different apps and things like that. It's
I have it. I love it. It's very, very useful. So it's $40 if you want to start brand new. Now, if you already have the old version of the remote, which does not have Alexa's voice activation built in, Amazon has a special right now. If you only need the remote and not the stick as well, for $14.99, you can buy it on Amazon. So if you have a Fire TV or you already have the Fire Stick bundle, then that is a really good deal to get you upgraded. So that way, and the new remote actually also controls volume on your TV, so you don't need to use two different remotes. So it's a little bit of an upgrade, and it's a pretty good price for $14.99.
All right, number four.
One of the unexpected side effects of the government shutdown is that government websites are also down. And so the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, those websites are not down. Those websites are not being updated right now, which also includes the agency's Do Not Call registry. That's donotcall.gov. That means consumers with numbers that they'd like to register, you can't sign up right now. And that also means that there's no one enforcing robocalling regulations. So this is not great for consumers all around. The other thing that we want to just make sure everyone knows of, make sure you are very, very careful when you're going on any of these websites from the government, because right now there is very little security. Some of the security certificates have run out, and so until the government reopens, they won't be able to renew those certificates, which means those websites are vulnerable to being hacked. So if you go on, let's say if you want to report identity theft, if you go on to the website on the Federal Trade Commission to their identity theft site, it's not protected right now. So just be very, very careful. NASA is dealing with the same thing, NASA.gov. That has already expired now. So just be very careful because you will be exposed and vulnerable to malware.
All right. Number three, a focus on police and what they can do or can't do when it comes to using force.
Right. A California judge this week ruled that even with a warrant, law enforcement cannot force someone to unlock their cell phone using biometric features, which means either using facial recognition if you have an iPhone 10 or newer, or using your thumbprint to open up your phone. And so the reason that the judge denied this is because they say that this is goes against the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination. So look to there's going to be a lot more debate about this, and the more biometric measures we start taking in our daily lives, the more complicated this is going to be legally. But for now, just know if you're ever pulled over or whatever, that cops cannot force you to open your phone.
All right, number two, another one that you have a hard time avoiding every week when we look at the top five technology stories is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix kind of annoyed a lot of people this week because they blindsided everyone with a plan increase. So the most popular plan on Netflix will increase from $11 to $13 a month. That's for HD streaming. The most expensive plan goes up to $16 a month, and the basic plan goes up to $9 a month. And Netflix is justifying all of this, saying that they had approximately 700 original new shows in 2018 alone. And so, hey, we've got to support all that new programming. Someone's got to pay for it.
Right. That's an interesting way of doing it, or looking at it.
That's what they say.
Yeah, here's the top story, the top technology story of the week.
Yes, YouTube. And so this is a great story. They're now banning challenge and prank videos that are considered dangerous and puts people's lives at risk. We all have heard about the Tide Pod challenge. Now the Bird Box challenge has gone way too far. And that's, if you haven't seen it, that's a show, a movie on Netflix starring Sandra Bullock, where essentially everyone needs to wear blindfolds in order to survive. Stupid, stupid people looking to get instantly famous on YouTube have been doing all of these challenges. One guy drove a car with a blindfold. Obviously, he crashed that car in Utah. So YouTube says they're going to remove all these types of videos for everyone's safety.
I'm surprised.
No one has common sense.
I'm surprised at Sandra Bullock for wanting to do a movie like this, actually. I think it's very negative. All right, so there they are. Top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here at 59 After the Hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
Kansas City Chiefs. In the NFC earlier, the LA Rams prevailed in an overtime win over the New Orleans Saints 23-20. Rams head coach Sean McVay said it was difficult barking out plays in the raucous Superdome.
I've never coached in an atmosphere like that ever. It was so loud. We had some communication issues from the start. We've dealt with it big time adversity, and it kind of personifies what type of team this has been really throughout the course of the year.
Meanwhile, the Rams were in the Super Bowl for the first time since their loss to New England back in 2002 in the Superdome, and it's the first time Los Angeles has had a Super Bowl team since the 1979 Rams fell to Pittsburgh. President Trump has upset both liberals and conservatives with his proposal to end the partial government shutdown.
Hoping to strike a deal with Democrats, President Trump pitched his immigration plan as one of compromise. And for some conservatives, that's a major problem. Commentator Ann Coulter and others complained that the proposal amounts to amnesty for undocumented immigrants. On the other side, the Senate's top Democrat rejected the president's plan for Dreamers. Senator Chuck Schumer called it one-sided and simply more hostage-taking. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Weather Service says bitter cold that sets in after a major winter storm blanketed a wide swath of the country in snow, sleet, and rain this weekend. Some of the coldest temperatures have been felt so far this season started to set in across the Midwest and the Northeast Sunday, and they're expected to plunge even further overnight. Wind chills bringing temperatures into the teens in New York City, minus 40 in upstate New York, 20 degrees in New England. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Patriot Mobile wants you to know that you can get a great deal while spending zero of your hard-earned dollars on liberal causes. As President Trump has said, we are in a crisis, and that means every dollar counts. Don't waste your efforts on something as simple as your cell phone. You're going to use it every day and pay for it anyway, so why not switch to a company like Patriot Mobile that is actively fighting for border wall security, pro-life, and Second Amendment rights? Patriot Mobile makes the transition easy. And you can call 1-800-A-PATRIOT and talk to a real live person who shares your traditional American values and will help you save money and switch from Big Mobile to America's only conservative cell phone company. You get the same reliable nationwide service. And with unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT, 1-800-272-8746. Patriot Mobile. Let's secure the border and secure the future of America. PatriotMobile.com/Hugh or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
Regional police have talked with British Royal Prince Philip following Thursday's serious car crash.
Investigators have spoken with Prince Philip after the husband of the Queen was photographed apparently driving without wearing a seatbelt just 2 days after he was involved in a serious car crash. Now Norfolk police say suitable words of advice have been given to the driver. Philip was driving another Land Rover when he was involved in the violent collision in which two women in a Kia car were injured. A 9-month-old baby boy in the Kia was unhurt. hurt. Philip had to be helped out of the overturned vehicle, but wasn't injured. Charles de Ledesma, London.
January 21, 1950, former State Department official Alger Hiss, accused of being part of a communist spy ring, was found guilty in New York of lying to a grand jury. Hiss, who proclaimed his innocence, served less than 4 years in prison. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal agency is set to take over Sears pension plans beginning January 31st.
As Sears continues to work through its bankruptcy, a federal agency, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, is stepping in. PBGC is poised to assume responsibility for the Sears pensions that cover over 90,000 of its employees. Sears had entered into a pension protection plan with them in 2016. Now that agency estimates that the pension plans are underfunded by some $1.4 billion. The agency is not taxpayer-funded and serves to back up pension commitments. Specific information for those affected is available on their website at pbgc.com. George Bonzani reporting.
A former CIA technical operations officer who helped rescue six U.S. diplomats from Iran in 1980 and portrayed by Ben Affleck in the Academy Award-winning film Argo has died. Antonio Mendez was 78. More at townhall.com.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're moving into another area, another discussion, another time for us to examine what's going on in the world in the News Talk Radio. This is the official News Talk Radio. The News Talk Countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. He and his staff listen to lots of talk radio. They know what's going on in the world. And Michael is happy to report not only on the top 10 stories, but the top 10 people list as well, which is where we usually start when our gatherings are the focus. And we're gathered together here, ladies and gentlemen, to remember what happened this past week. And
yeah, it's hard to remember. I mean, it's so many things happen so quickly now that Monday seems like it was ancient times. We'll start with the stories. At number 10, we have the National Football League playoffs. At number 9, we have Congressman Steve King's problems. At number 8, we have the Gillette ad controversy, and that's tied with something else that's TV-oriented, the Netflix price hikes. Netflix is so big now that when they raise their prices, it gets as much press as something happening on Wall Street. Right. At number 7, Amazon. Brexit.
Yeah.
All these companies that have emerged as the giants of this era. It's amazing to watch that transition. You've been around the track enough, you see it. Mm-hmm. At number 6, the Barr confirmation hearing. At number 5, the U.S.-Syria policy. And, of course, the terrible soldier deaths. At number 4, the Dems Dems and Does, the Democratic Party's legislative agenda, and the 2020 presidential race tied in there. Yep. Number three, the Trump-Russia investigation and campaign violation allegations. At number two, the ongoing government shutdown. And number one, very much tied into the number two story, is the border wall battle. Our people survey includes the following folks at the top 10 point. At number 10, we have Congressman Steve King. At number 9, Theresa May. At number 8, William Barr. At number 7, Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren. At number 6, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Michael Cohen. At number 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, of course, Donald Trump. And another week of madness in our world.
So when does it ever stop? People are asking that question. It's now not, you know, letters back and forth, business, you know, the one-upsmanship of Pelosi saying you can't come give us the State of the Union. And then Trump fires back a letter and says, well, you can't go to Afghanistan on one of the government planes, So I actually, when I heard the story about the letter from Trump to Pelosi, I did chuckle. It reminds me of being in the maybe fifth or sixth grade, kind of things that we'd say or talk to others about. These people are supposed to be adults. I've said pretty consistently the last couple of days, Michael, that I think we all, in protest, should not pay our taxes, because we look around and see little or nothing coming from our taxes. What are we, you know, under the circumstance, what is going on here that we feel we've got to be paying for?
I wouldn't encourage people seriously not to pay their taxes, because what are you going to go there and show up when they take away their houses? So, be careful.
I don't know that if you have 100
people.
If you have a lot of people, you and I will respectfully disagree. I think that it's time for people to do something, to take some action. And if the optics of, if let's say a million people didn't pay their taxes and the IRS comes takes their houses, what do you think that's going to look like? I just think people are fed up with this stuff. It's getting to the point of being more than ridiculous. It's getting serious. Mm. We're paying a lot of money in taxes and getting really basically nothing but an off-Broadway show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, there is a lot of frustration over this. You asked, when is it going to end? It'll probably end soon when whatever's going on behind the scenes emerges to the stage. I can't believe that there are not a lot of discussions going on behind the scenes where both parties are trying to figure out how to save face. I figured they'll compromise in the $3 billion area. Trump will needs to get more flexibility to negotiate. I gather the word is that, you know, he's more beholden to the wishes of Hannity and Limbaugh and Drudge and Coulter and that gang than he is to the rest of the country's opinion. And don't know whether they're doing him a favor.
Think that's true?
To a certain degree, I do. I was very impressed by how he did a turnaround on a dime when Limbaugh said, hey, you're buckling. I think that Trump, being so media sensitive, which is both awareness and maybe overreaction, somewhere in between, he's very aware and maybe he's too aware or too self-conscious about his base. And he doesn't want to lose one person from his base. He doesn't care about the rest, but that base is what gives him any kind of solid backing and support in pulling off what he does. He doesn't want to lose the base, and the conservative media is described by those names and perhaps a few others, has influence over the base. So what they've done is they've encouraged him, and I use that word in quotes, to stand firm. Of course, by standing firm, it's paralyzing the rest of his agenda. There's a lot more going on in the world than the crisis at the border.
Sure,
which, of course, is a situation. I mean, I've long said we have to have immigration reform, and I don't mind there being a wall or barriers or or whatever, whatever it takes. But the wall has become this focal point of who's stronger. And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Speaking of the situation, you just used that word. He went to jail this week for not paying his taxes. Talk about something that's
red. Who went to jail?
The situation from, what's his name, Kara? Mike, the situation, some long Italian name, who's been
from
on
Jersey
that.
Jersey Shore.
So Jersey Shore. He didn't pay, you don't even know. Do you know that TV show, Jersey Shore?
No, I don't watch Jersey Shore.
Okay, well,
So you're talking about a fictitious
one of the characters
character.
That he's referred to on the air is the situation, and he went to jail this week for 8 months because he didn't pay his income tax. So let that be a lesson to you, folks. Michael is right.
Oh yeah, no. I never advise people not to pay their taxes. That's a very, very dangerous tact. Do you remember there was a guy running around talk radio back in the 90s telling everybody that paying taxes is something
yes,
you can voluntarily.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. We don't have to pay him because it's unconstitutional. I can remember the guy.
Right.
I can see him, but I can't remember his name.
He was on hundreds of stations. he wound up in jail, as did a lot of people who took his advice.
Yeah, right.
I've never forgotten that. Yeah. So, I could see figuratively to have that type of a revolt. I'll be honest with you, I don't think people are walking around disgusted on the level that you described.
You're right. I think that's very interesting because we just talked about the base, Hannity, Limbaugh, the people who listen seriously to right-wing radio are not necessarily always the people in the mainstream. I think that's
a
note that we...
And the people that listen to CNN and everything, nobody's in the mainstream. The whole country is fractionalized in terms of media audiences.
Yep.
The only thing that is a national audience watching one channel anymore is the Super Bowl. Even election night is fractured over many different channels and networks, but the Super Bowl is this almost mystical experience where everybody's plugged in. So I don't think the country is ready for revolution or
it's
when there's nothing left to lose. Too many people have a stake in this enterprise.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good thing.
I'll watch the beginning of the Super Bowl because Gladys Knight's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. So that'll be a good way to start off the Super Bowl.
Is that your reason for tuning in?
Because I don't care, even if the Patriots are in it. Football, you know what I feel about football. I think it's a barbarian fest, and people get hurt. I just don't like it. But I do like Gladys Knight, so I'll watch that part of it. Anyway, I don't even like Maroon 5.
There's a very interesting article in the New York Times right now today about the concussions and the barbarism of NFL football.
Yep.
So that's an interesting...
Yours truly started that discussion in 2012. I started the national discussion. I'm very proud of the fact that I went into a place where I was so soundly criticized by parents of kids in high school and college, people who love the game. But with my investigation of what Cerascan, the company that now does all the brain imaging for the NFL... What they found, what I looked at, that's when I went public, and I brought lots of stuff to the table in terms of discussion, and it took a year or so for it to gain momentum, but it was really, but the other side of it is, Michael, I know you're a big football fan, I don't hold back when it comes to the people in the NFL, they're signing a contract to get paid a lot of money to do something that they know is dangerous. So I don't know that they have a leg to stand on, pardon the pun. But kids, like the 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids that are playing football and getting hurt, no. Parents are irresponsible.
Well, you know, I think that football could exist in a much milder version because there's a tremendous amount of strategy and geometry. Mm-hmm. There's math. There's organization. There's a choreography. There still is the running aspect of it. There's the throwing aspect of it.
Yeah, there are a lot of things in it.
There's the strategic X's and O's.
Yeah.
So even if it was just flag football, a little bit of a change of culture, it could change to that. The violence does play a major role in it, but I don't think it's the only aspect of it. I'll tell you what I find remarkable is the extraordinary popularity of mixed martial arts.
Yes.
And
the MMA stuff.
UFC.
People
that
get
is violent, bloody, dangerous.
Really.
Did you hear the story? A man tried to steal a smartphone from a woman, and she happened to be
an MMA person. Yeah.
She beat the living daylights out of them.
Done. All right, let's get some.
That's real.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We are both here together at your service to talk about some of these issues. I got a note from somebody this week who asked me a very good question. Michael Harrison, will you please ask him to describe what he thinks makes a good talk show host? In general, what makes a good talk radio host? This is a good question.
A lot of things. First of all, life experience. Two, a good storyteller. Three, somebody who has credibility and does not try to deceive. And four, somebody who has got X factor, somebody who's got a charismatic personality, somebody who is unique and doesn't sound like a cookie cutter talking points person. But I think that life experience is very important. I think that because of the nature of radio, the fact that you're on for hours and so much of it is spontaneous as opposed to television, which is really written and you're reading it on a teleprompter, you're exposed very quickly if you don't have life experience. It's one of the reasons it's difficult to get young news talk hosts, because after an hour or two or day after day after day, you suddenly realize, wait a second, they haven't been around the block.
Yeah.
And you got to bring that to the table. So it's a combination of things, but I think originality and uniqueness is as important as the content that you bring to the table. So that's about my answer.
I came across an old article with probably at the time the country's foremost talk radio personality. He was asked what he saw as the future of news talk radio. And this person said that there would be two stations doing talk in each market from 1 to 50. There would be one station doing talk from 50 to 100. And there would be no stations doing talk over the 100 mark. That is, the stations that are in smaller communities. I thought that was very interesting. You want to take a guess at who said that?
Did you say that? It wasn't Rush Limbaugh, because Rush Limbaugh's future was dependent on small stations taking him.
Right, yeah. This was before
probably our friend Jerry Williams.
No, actually it was Larry King who said that. I think
Larry King.
Yeah. But when you think about the kind of talk he did, could he even survive in the arena that we have today? One would wonder.
Larry King is better now, in his 80s, kind of in the backwater areas of the mainstream media. I mean, he does a show on RT, America Television, which is not that well known to the average news talk freak.
Because it's the Russians.
It's a pretty good channel regardless of the Russian thing, I have to say. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I watched Larry King, and I listened to him being interviewed, and he's sharper now and more candid now than he was when he was young.
Well, he injects himself. He didn't used to inject himself into it.
Exactly. So I think that the young Larry King would not have made it in today's news talk arena, TV or radio, the way he did. He was in the right place, right time. But the old Larry King would be very effective. It's funny how that works. Yeah,
it is.
And it goes back to what I said before about life experience. Look at the life experience this guy had. He's had over
seven or nine wives.
Seven wives. I think one he had twice.
Married one twice. Yeah, exactly.
That alone will put a few miles on your odometer.
That's very true. Yes. I'm going to keep the rest of my comments to myself. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour, in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen, In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
We're going through the charts on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 14th to the 18th. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of said Talkers Magazine, is here, as he usually is. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to... sort of pierce the veil here with you, digging around in things that are on the list, sometimes things that are not on the list, I always really wonder where you think, I don't think I've ever asked you this directly, where they get it wrong, the hosts, the approach that's taken, where if there's anything
wow.
that's...
That's a heavy question.
You like that question. Well... It
I think they get it. I think the big mistake made in talk radio is the same mistake made in music radio, is when you super serve the core, when you preach to the choir to the exclusion of other voices and other yeah. angles, where you don't play the yin and the yang against each other in meaningful conversations. I think that that tends to please the listeners, but doesn't grow the audience.
No,
that's a very inside baseball comment. I think the art of radio programming is not always pleasing your core audience to the point that they're thrilled to pieces. Sometimes they have to say, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you playing that song? Or what do you mean so-and-so is making a mistake? And I think that's what keeps it growing and keeps it exciting. I think it's what Trump faces in dealing with his core. I think Trump he's like a programmer. And that's why I mentioned earlier that he's listening to his conservative media friends to the point that he's boxing himself in, not being able to negotiate and be flexible with the way the road is winding. And this is something that happens even in the strategy of programming public presentations, whether it's radio or a TV show or writing a book, anything like that. And that's my answer. That's where I think it goes wrong. It's a syndrome that affects the arts and communications. But beyond that, I think that going back to the question for people that are just joining us, Doug asked me, somebody asked him to ask me what are the qualifications of a host, and I went through a whole list of things. I think you got to bring meaningful content to the table. You have to make it a meaningful experience. And people that think they could just wing it on the virtue of their wonderfulness or their personalities are making a mistake in selling themselves and their listeners short. And the listeners aren't going to put up with it. There was once a time when people would watch a channel compromise on a TV show, compromise on a radio show, because there weren't that many things to choose from. People have too many choices today, not to mention... They are stressed out to the max with things to do. You can't just assume somebody's sitting around waiting for you to wind up and make your pitch and not have it be something that they want.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it very interesting as I listen around. To me, some of the it differs. Even listening to a station like KRLA in Los Angeles, that has some very good partisans on it. I happen to think Dennis Prager, I worked with him at KABC 25 years ago, one of the smartest guys that I ever encountered on talk radio or in any, actually any place. But he's mm-hmm. able to explain things, and that's what I have found about him more than anybody else there in that circumstance. Even though he sounds like an elitist, he really does have a way of getting down to the commonality of the discussion. Even if it is an elitist position, he can boil it down so that it makes sense to everybody. At least, I get that when I listen to him. And I'm certainly not somebody who agrees with everything he says, but he does it in such an agreeable manner that it's appealing. Frankly,
it's very important nowadays when people seek victory at the expense of truth, and everybody sees things, not everybody, but many people, especially people who listen to talk radio, see things through a partisan lens, that you be as careful as possible in explaining yourself, because there's going to be a large segment of the audience that will misinterpret you.
Yeah.
Say one key word that'll trigger a response that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. And a lot of hosts tell me that they're finding more and more listeners call up to disagree with them when they're actually disagreeing with nothing.
Yeah.
They agree with them. They just think they disagree with them because they heard a word or they have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
They're looking for a fight.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. Everybody's got a problem. Yeah. Everybody has a problem. And so then you get to the driving force behind some of the successful talk programs and talk stations these days that are more hard news oriented. Some of them, we've all gone down the route, and I don't choose. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've had my brushes with real hard political talk radio, right-wing radio, and I don't like doing it. And so, therefore, I don't think I'm any good at it. I could do it, I suppose, if I really wanted to or had to, but I don't have to, and I don't want to. So does that separate me from... Yeah,
I find listening to you that you do that more than you realize. You sound like a right-wing hard news talk guy to me. I mean, you said on the show today you encourage people not to pay taxes.
Well, is that right wing?
To show their disapproval.
Why is that right wing? Why is that right wing?
It's extreme right wing.
It's a libertarian right-wing point of view.
Yeah, but it's extreme political and it's extreme. It's radical.
I'm offended by that, frankly, that you would call me a right winger. I'm offended by that statement. Outrageous.
Right wing is as right wing does. There's nothing wrong with being right wing. I just think that you're more right wing than you realize.
Okay.
I'm not offending you. I don't. Oh, I may be offending
you. Oh, you are. It's outrageous
trying.
That you would accuse me of that. Good
okay,
God.
Then I'll leave.
How dare you?
Do the show yourself. No, I think that sometimes I'm always being accused of being a liberal only
are
because
you aren't though.
No, I'm hardly a liberal.
That's right.
I'm not a liberal at all.
Yeah,
but I'm accused of being a liberal by people who I'm not right enough for.
Yeah,
see,
right,
you see, all of these. What I'm trying to say is, all of these things are extremely relative to where somebody's standing and their perspective. If you say something that's not as right wing as a right winger is, even though it may fall in the big picture under in the conservative side of the spectrum, you're a rhino. You're a liberal.
Yeah.
And in the liberal camp. Oh, my gosh, if you say anything that's reasonable in terms of practical application of politics and sociology, you're a right-wing conservative, you're a fascist.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's all a bunch of crap, if you'll pardon the expression.
It is.
And,
that's why I brought it up. That was fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. So you are an independent thinker, but I'm just simply sharing that to some you may sound quite conservative.
You know, when I was when I started doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati, which is a very, very conservative area, and the same thing happened sort of at KMOX in St. Louis when I was there. The first call I got, though, on CKY in Cincinnati, I did afternoons from 2 to 6. I was doing the morning program. I started doing the syndicated program there. And was doing that in the morning. So the afternoon from 2 to 6, I was on the air locally. First call I got was from a guy. Because when I went on the air, I spent a couple of minutes talking about where I came from and how I happened to be at the station and what my ideas were. And first call, guy says, "You liberal Boston bastard, why don't you get on the next plane and get the hell out of Cincinnati?"
Wow.
That was the first call.
Right. I understand, and it hurts, doesn't it? It's like
it was not. It kind of for a minute, I had to think to myself, okay, how am I going to respond to that?
Well, when I got my first job as a rock jock on the West Coast after coming from New York, where we were album rock, underground progressive rock, I was on the air in San Diego, and I played something that was very popular on the hippest station in New York City.
Right.
And I got the first call was, "Hey, get that K-Seed country crap off the air. Let's play some real boogie."
Yeah, that'd bring you down.
And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, so what's considered hip in one place was considered K-Seed country crap.
If that's the case, how does syndicated talk radio do so well these days? You're right, there's so many different pockets of individual values in the country. How is it that Limbaugh, Hannity, whoever it is that you want to use, Prager as an example, how do they make
they
it?
Focus on the, they focus on the common denominators. Mm-hmm. They focus on the common denominators, and as a result, they are extremely narrow. And I'm not knocking them. Someone's going to say, he says Limbaugh's narrow. No.
Narrow
they're
passes.
Narrow compared to how wide they can be. if they were in a more concentrated area where they understood the particular tastes of that population better than this homogenized national approach.
Well, under the circumstances, there were very few people. Hannity was on the Trump bandwagon from the beginning. Limbaugh
wasn't. Yes, and
he's
smartly
gotten onto it because he had to go, you know, his base, back to the base. You got to, you know, go along to get along or get along to go along or whatever it is. All right, we pause for a moment here. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Life Change Tea will do just that. It'll change your life. If you're not feeling well, if you're sort of stuffed up, and I don't mean your nose is stuffed up. I mean the rest of your body is kind of stuffed up. It's probably because you've got a lot of parasites. You need an intestinal cleanse. And that's what Life Change Tea does. I drink a cup of it every day when I'm on the air. I like it because all the teas are grown in America. The blends are put together. It's an American product from an American company. You go to GetTheTea.com, their website, and order a Life Change Tea. And actually look around and see some of the other great things. They have great supplements. It'll help your body maintain its normalcy. And that's really hard because the food that's around these days, especially a lot of the food that we've eaten the last couple of months, not exactly great for you. So therefore, many of you have an unhealthy colon, and you need to get it healthy because 90% of all diseases and discomfort in your body directly related to an unclean colon. Let's get on the bandwagon. Shall we all agree this makes good sense? GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, a unique blend made from all natural ingredients. That's what's important to me as well. All natural, all organic. The GetTheTea.com website, always a buzz with great new things, but this is a staple, a standard. Life Change Tea, and it's available right now at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea will be shipped to you without cost if you use the code DJV at GetTheTea.com. The top 10 list of people from Talkers Magazine this week, it's a list of people who really are certainly inveigling themselves with regard to the stories, but there are a couple of interesting names here that perhaps deserve a moment or two. So think about the one in here that you think is most important. Steve King, number 10. Theresa May, 9. William Barr, 8. Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren tied for number 7. Interesting couple there. Number 6, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, annoying. Number 5, Robert Mueller, annoying. Michael Cohen, number 4, annoying. Chuck Schumer, number 3, he's annoying. Nancy Pelosi, she's annoying at 2. And maybe that's we should call this the list of the most annoying people that are being a part of the focus. Donald Trump is number 1, as you would expect. And a lot of people think he's fabulous. A lot of people find him annoying. Whatever. He still is number 1 on the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrend. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrend is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, include the number 10 item, NFL playoffs. What's that, sports talk radio? Where are we, where are our heads with regard to talking about the playoffs? That's probably it, right? A few ancillary stories from the world of basketball, but number 10, pretty much a focus on the playoffs. Number 9, Representative Steve King from Iowa has got a problem or two or three or four. Number 8, the Gillette advertising that is controversial. What's the story with that? Brexit, the exit for the UK. Number 7, Barr, Mr. William Barr, confirmation hearings. Number 6, the policy that we have in Syria. Number 5, the Democratic legislative agenda. Do they have one? Number 4, the investigation of President Trump is number 3. Government shutdown 2, and the border wall battle is number 1, as you might expect. All right, Talk Radio Countdown. Joe Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with the outshoot. Do you find the talk radio hosts, Michael, as you listen around, are getting to the other side of some of these stories? For example, the government shutdown. Okay, we can, you know, wah, about Pelosi and Trump and yada, yada, yada. But the people who are coming back, I think there are stories there. You know, I'm a farmer, and I do this podcast, The American Family Farmer, at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. So I've talked a lot about how some of the government employees have gone back to work, some of them voluntarily, to help farmers because they are really, the family farmers in a bad way, a pinch. Yes. So the good side of this is you see the human values here. Not all of them are out there protesting. Some of them are actually doing their job because they believe in their job and they believe in what they're doing. And yeah, that story isn't being told as much as perhaps it might be.
Well, I'll respond to that after the break because that's an interesting angle on the government shutdown. So let's talk about that when we come back.
Look forward to it. Thank you. 10 before the hour. Talk Radio Countdown.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 53 after the hour. Talk Radio Review for the week of January 14th through the 18th. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The focus, we were talking about the good news that's embedded in the bad news about the basic breakdown of government, the Department of Agriculture, and some others and other departments are going to work because they know that the people who get the services need their help. So they're not thinking of themselves. They're thinking of the people who are there. And I think that's a fabulous tip of the hat to those people.
I believe that there is a degree of truth to that, but I think that most of them are working because they're afraid they're going to lose their jobs if they don't. I believe that they have been forced into slavery by a situation that is stronger than they can control. And I think that in some cases they're being asked to work anyway. And what are they going to do? Say, no, I'm not getting paid. I'm not going to work. Especially Coast Guard and TSA people. They're calling in sick, a lot of them. I don't think it's because, oh, my job is so important. I'm going to go to work and serve the public. I think these people are being forced into slavery by said and unsaid pressures attendant to the politics of their job. That's just a little bit of a different view on it. And I don't hold it against them. I'm just simply saying that I see it that way. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. All right, number 8 on the countdown list this week is the controversy over that Gillette razor advertising. And I want to know why in a moment. I want to ask Michael why he thinks this has become so controversial, right after these words.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, so Michael, number 8, as I referenced, is the controversy about the Gillette television ad, which when I looked at it, I wondered what they were selling, actually. I don't know that it did a great job of selling, but I don't know why it's controversial. Do you?
Well, they're dealing with the whole question about, you know, what is the new form of masculinity. It's the Me Too thing. It's a fallout of the Me Too era. And, you know, what makes a man macho? How do we define masculinity here in 2019 and beyond? And my own view is, you know, like, I am not going to buy a razor because of its political or social overtones. I only buy razors if they work really well and last as long as possible and don't put you in the poorhouse. And I also, as a man who shaves, I can't stand all these gizmos, 5 razors, 4 razors. If you look at the history of shaving advertising, I mean, you'd think that it's rocket science. Just a sharp blade that doesn't wear out at a reasonable price, that's what men want. And one of the reasons that facial hair is becoming so popular again is because men can't afford to shave. There you go. That's what I
think. That's it. I want to know, that's the real story with shaving. Now, what's the real story with China? The MH interview this week, Michael Harrison interview, focuses on a person who's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to China. What'd you find out?
China is very, very dangerous. They're not a benign, friendly, emerging democracy. They're the same old communist Chinese party they've always been. They're trying to take over the world, and we have to be very on our toes about it. Check out the Epic Times and check out my conversation with their investigative reporter, Josh Phillip. It's www.mhinterview.com.
So what made you, what tickled your interest when you We're looking around because I know
that Huawei story with Meng Wanzhou that was sort of on page 20, the woman that was arrested up in Canada. I looked into it and found out some fascinating revelations about that particular maker of smartphones and what they're doing around the world.
And the trade issue, whether they're going to trade her for the guy they got arrested.
Yes, this is a heavy-duty story that is not getting its due.
All right, mhinterview.com. You can also find it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
Temporarily extend protections for young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children and those fleeing disaster zones in exchange for his $5.7 billion for his border wall. On Fox News Sunday, Vice President Mike Pence says Democrats have to be willing to negotiate.
It was disappointing to see Speaker Pelosi reject the offer before the president gave his speech. I mean, look, the president is offering a solution. And what we have from Democrat leadership so far is just sound bites. And the American people want us to work together.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is going to take action this coming week on the proposal, but he says that it seems little chance of getting the 60 votes needed to move ahead in the Senate. Delaware Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat seen by the White House as a possible partner, says he won't support it. And Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says she'll study the details. The Rams outlast the Saints 23-20. Greg Zuerlein with a 57-yard field goal in overtime. Quarterback Jared Goff says that was a thrill to watch.
Definitely went through a whole gamut of emotions when the field goal went in, from, you know, excited to, you know, emotional to, you know, just overwhelmingly happy. And very excited, man. Get to play in the Super Bowl, and we earned it. We deserve it.
And the New England Patriots heading back to their third straight Super Bowl, beating the Kansas City Chiefs 37-31 in overtime. Tom Brady getting the coin toss, going 75 yards, setting up a Rex Burkhead 2-yard touchdown run to send them to Atlanta. They will meet the Rams next month. This is news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh, yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
The lieutenant governor of Virginia has stopped presiding over the state Senate for the second year in a row.
This move comes in protest of state senators who are once again honoring a Confederate Civil War general. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax took this action last Friday, just before GOP State Senator Richard Stewart spoke in support of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Senator Stewart also adjourned last Friday's session in Lee's honor, whose birthday was on Saturday. But Senator Stewart contends his request had nothing to do with slavery, but with celebrating a great Virginian.
Andrew Stewart reporting. Lieutenant Governor Fairfax has become the second African-American elected to statewide office in Virginia history. Hungarian-American film producer Andy Vajna has died. Vajna, who produced several Rambo films, as well as Madonna's Evita, was 74. News and analysis at townhall.com. California Governor Newsom says safety, reliability, and affordability are his main concerns as he addresses the likely bankruptcy of the state's largest utility.
Newsom has sought to assure the public that Pacific Gas and Electric's potential bankruptcy won't result in power shutoffs. Unlike the utility's 2001 bankruptcy amid California's energy crisis, the utility is now facing bankruptcy due to massive liabilities from deadly wildfires. The Democratic governor says protecting victims of the wildfires and ratepayers is a top priority for his new administration, but he hasn't decided on any action. He says staving off the bankruptcy filing is ideal, but it may not be possible. He says PG&E has not been a trusted player in the past. Jeremy House reporting.
January 21st, 1861, Jefferson Davis of Mississippi and four other Southerners whose states had seceded from the Union resigned from the U.S. Senate. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the information that is provided by Talkers Magazine. Their charts are available for you to peruse at talkers.com. And this is the info they have gleaned in this past week, the week of January 14th to the 18th. So we're going to go through the stories, the people... pick out some of the things that are of interest and import to the bevy of folks listening and to our hosts, which include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Jones with DC Radio Company. Jennifer's on the DJV program with me, and also the co-host of the morning program on the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. And also joining us is Rick Jensen, who is a very popular host on WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So we're happy to have you all here with us as we go through these items. And I think last couple of weeks, Jennifer, I've been starting at the top instead of the bottom, because I always want, I know you can't spend the whole hour with this, so I like to get your spin on some of these things that are governmental in nature. The shutdown continues, the battle over the border, but the most interesting thing may have been the last couple of days of the week, where one side said, na 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 na, you can't give the State of the Union. The other side says, na 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 na, you can't fly to Afghanistan. So
welcome to Politics 2019. This is where we are right now. Well, it is child's play. Certainly, it's entertaining for people who follow politics, I think. Sadly, there are 800,000
not entertaining for those of us who are paying the bill.
Right, who are caught up in all of this, and along with the people like the Angel Moms who are looking for security at the border. So there are a lot of victims in all of this. However, if you missed it, this back and forth with letters on Wednesday of this past week, Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to Donald Trump and said, look, we're in a government shutdown. That State of the Union that you want to deliver in about a week and a half, we're not going to do it. It wouldn't be appropriate. You can deliver it in writing or we can reschedule. Well, President Trump did not respond for 24 hours until he sent a letter to the speaker that said, essentially, due to the shutdown, I'm going to cancel your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan. Now, the president can't cancel her trip, certainly. This is a congressional delegation that was going. But he could take away the military aircraft that was going to deliver them there. He said that he was doing it because he wanted her in Washington, D.C. to negotiate with him instead of being gone for 7 days, and that they need to start taking this southern border and making it a priority in discussions between the two of them. I do believe that he's right about that. I think that having Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democrats needed to reopen the government gone for 7 days, the optics on that are crazy, but the American people would have never even known about it without the letter from Donald Trump, because the news media was told not to talk about it because of security reasons. So and now everybody knows, and now they're forced to stay. And will this make it come closer to a resolution to all of this? That's the big question.
All right. So your take on this, Rick, with your audience, what are they amused by this? Are they annoyed by this? Are they reacting to it? Are they throwing up their hands saying that everything's melting?
Two things. First of all, I wonder, is Pelosi's move now, and I wonder who's going to make the money when she orders 100 pizzas to go to the White House in Trump's name, Domino's or someone else? That's going to be the next one. Honestly, the shutdown, I thought it was stupid from the very, very beginning, and a single mom called me on Wednesday saying that she cannot close on a house she's buying because she's getting a USDA loan. That office is closed, and now, since she doesn't have a lease on her apartment and she's supposed to close on that house and can't, she's got nowhere to go. So it does affect real people in real ways.
Yeah. What do you think, Victoria?
Well, the shutdown is really tragic, and you've got people who are signing up for unemployment and food stamps, and some who are hesitating to sign up for unemployment because they will have to pay the unemployment back when they go back to work. You've got people who work at the IRS or the State Department who are being forced to go back to work for no pay, so they can't even, like, take on a side gig that would give them some pay. So it's very difficult situation. But this tit for tat with Trump and Pelosi, it's kind of what you would expect. Now, what was interesting about the Pelosi thing, she also suggested that he could give the speech from the Oval Office. Of course, what he could also do is he could go to one of his huge stadiums and he could give his speech to a large audience if he wished to do so. And that's really the kind of place where he excels. But it's not required that he gives it on television or anything. I mean, it's not required. He has to give a report from time to time. But I think one of the unfortunate, perhaps, consequences of blocking this trip, because, of course, she can't possibly fly commercial to Afghanistan, is that she and Adam
Schiff...
But
there's no flights from L.A. to Afghanistan?
Well,
all the time.
Is that she's now in the country, along with Adam Schiff and some other senior Democrats, just at the time that one of these other major developments is happening, which is this reporting by BuzzFeed News, Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Cormier, and Pulitzer Prize finalist Jason Leopold, that President Trump directed his longtime attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress. And it probably might have been more convenient for the president if they had been in Afghanistan today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I think where they are is not going to stop the drooling of the Democrats from wanting to investigate everything.
Resign!
Trump, right.
It's the image of them being in Congress and making statements to the press versus, you know, being stuck in Afghanistan and having to make statements. It's the optics of it, I think, that, you know, it just looks better.
Number three.
If they're away.
On the story list is the investigation, the allegations, that sort of thing. So we've covered number one, two, and three on the story list already, and it's only 14 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Power swabs is the, speaking of reviewing, the best way for you when you look in the mirror to rework the yellow stains, the ugly teeth that you have. Come on, let's fix this. This is the perfect solution, the risk-free way for you to become more confident. This is the system that works. This was put together by a dentist named Martin Ginniger about 17, 18 years ago. He started using this combination. It's an all-natural, it's like a paste, a patented toothpaste, and then a whitening agent. Lightens up the stain starting in 5 minutes, in fact. If you haven't tried it yet, here's what you do. You call 800-208-1797 and tell them that you heard it here. Mention my name if you want. And get 50% off the retail price so you can try Power Swabs, find out how it works. It's so simple, so easy. Get rid of the coffee stains, tea stains, the smoking stains, the wine stains, whatever it is. Notice I didn't say it. It's pretty close. I said it once and it almost sounded like Weinstein. No, wine stains, folks. That's what I'm talking about. Get rid of them. Power Swabs. Remove them. 800-208-1797. It's all natural. It's very safe. And you'll look so much better, feel so much better about yourself. Save 50% on the retail price. Use the DJV code or Doug Steffen when you dial 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, continuing on now with our overview, let's stick with number three for a few more minutes. The president told his lawyer, apparently, or at least that's what some people are contending, that Cohen, we're talking about, to lie to Congress about the deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. So I think you just referred to the story that was in BuzzFeed. Is that right, Victoria? So
BuzzFeed News, yes. Yeah. The reporting is that this is according to two federal law enforcement officials involved in the investigation. And so this is not based on Michael Cohen saying it, because, you know, he's a liar. But he's very interesting. The two sources told BuzzFeed News that Cohen also told the special counsel that after the special election, Trump told him to lie by claiming that negotiations ended months earlier than they actually did in order to obscure Trump's involvement. Now, Mueller's office learned about Trump's directive for Cohen to lie to Congress through interviews with multiple witnesses from the Trump organization, internal company emails, text messages, and a cache of other documents. And then Cohen acknowledged those instructions during his interviews. So it's not based on Cohen saying, oh, yeah, that happened. It's like Mueller's got a bunch of stuff. So we'll see. We'll see.
Resign or be impeached. There it is, the battle cry. Meanwhile, I am suggesting to people that listen to my radio programs that they not pay their taxes. It's time this stuff stopped. What the hell are we paying for? Nobody. Everything is a screwed up mess. Victoria gave a couple of examples. Rick gave a couple of examples. Jennifer had examples. This is ridiculous. That's not even a strong enough word. It's an insult to the people who are paying the bill. So stop paying the bill en masse. Refuse to write a check to the IRS when your taxes are due. If you pay quarterly or whenever you do, just enough. Enough is enough. If enough people don't pay their taxes, somebody's going to what? You think they got enough people in the IRS to chase everybody down in the country?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, actually, I do. Yeah, I do.
No. So we're just being intimidated then, Rick. We're being intimidated to pay for it. It's like the gangs. You'll pay a protection the protection racket. That's what we do. We're getting nothing, basically, for our money, or not what we ought to be getting for what we're paying. So
I think this is the never-ending story. No matter who's president, the other side will have someone trying to hamstring that president through endless investigations.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, a piece of hypocrisy here, obviously, on both sides, but this could be the Democrats' free pass to impeachment, conspiracy to perjury, if indeed it's accurate. But keep in mind, it's interesting they did not go after two people who did lie to Congress, perjured themselves. It's even on YouTube. You have the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper. You got General Michael Hayden for lying, also, as he was director of the NSA, about collecting people's personal communications and storing them. It's on YouTube, and they didn't have the courage to prosecute them as well. Only when it's politically advantageous to their political party, it seems, do they want to do this.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Redding Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In your vehicle, at your home, in your office, we're here at your service. And over the story list here this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Review, we have people discussing it, sort of like a backyard conversation over the fence. Victoria Jones is with us. Oh, wait a minute. There's no fence.
Yeah, right. Very good.
The DC Radio Very Company is with us. Thank you. I'm just trying to do, we were talking off the air about me replacing John Oliver on that show that he does on cable, and Victoria said that I wasn't funny enough, but I could perhaps replace Jensen said I should replace Stephen Colbert. I don't know about
Please.
That.
Please.
All right. Jensen's at WDEL in Wilmington. Ms. Jones is at the DC Radio Company. I'm here representing myself and the other Stefan Enterprises. So let's go back to the list here. The legislative agenda. It seems, even though that's number four, kind of, it doesn't seem to have the kind of start the first three do, because nobody's really interested. They're too busy looking at the fundamental character of the people that are in government on both sides and saying, but there is a certain amount of amusement with this, I suppose. In the meantime, what is the agenda? I noticed that Laura Ingraham has taken off on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for her agenda and basically saying that she's taking advantage of her minority status using minority privilege. I knew this was going to happen sooner or later because Miss Ocasio-Cortez is a big show, not a big showboat. She's just, it doesn't, I find her to be the reason not to be excited about this new freshman class because there's another young woman just like her in Boston who doesn't have a clue of why she was elected. She just got elected. And now what are you going to do that you're there? Are you going to go dancing and have a lot of fun and say, what did Whoopi Goldberg say to her? Why don't you go learn your job, sit down and be quiet? I find her, I don't care whether Laura Ingraham makes the statement, but it gives me another chance for my own focus on her. She's pathetic. And I don't even really know what her real ideas are because she's too busy being a showboat. She's a kid. So does she belong? Do we need to up the age of, and people say, you're just a sexist. No, has nothing to do with sexism. Maybe ageism, if there's something to that. But I don't know. You're the closest person to Star Watchers down there, Victoria. How much solid ground am I on when it comes to her?
You're on a little solid ground in the sense of the what Whoopi said. And I'm going to mention somebody who may not be popular with Richie in particular, but this is exactly what she did. Oh, Richie's not here? Okay. No. But exactly what she did when she got into Congress, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. She shut up. She sat down. She took her committee assignments at the end of the table, as you do in the Senate. She was a senator, as you remember, from New York, right. At the lowliest place. She set about learning the job, cooperating with the other side, and trying to pass effective legislation because she knew nothing.
Mm-hmm. So this young woman doesn't know that she doesn't know nothing, apparently. So she's all about, I would guess her career will be short-lived, but who knows? At this point, it's just annoying to see that sort of stuff. Where are the people who are actually doing the work? We got these showboats on both sides, the old-timers who have been around. All they want to do is get airtime. This young woman and others like her, the woman from, as I said, I can't remember her name, who got elected to replace an old Italian guy in Boston, Capucci, Caputo, something like that, anyway. And she's the same. She's not as bad as Ocasio-Cortez, but she's,
maybe she's learning from her. She started out the first week or so making a lot of noise and being everywhere, and then she sort of has blended into the woodwork. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't spend so much time on this because there are a lot of other important things to talk about, like the number five issue, which we'll get to in a few moments, a focus on Syria. To go or not to go, that's the question. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The business of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Ladies First. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here with her comments about the lists of things, the stories, the people list from Talkers Magazine that we go through every weekend. Rick Jensen is a talk host at WDEL in Wilmington. Been there for a long time. How long, actually, have you been? As long as I can remember, you've been. 18 years. How many?
No, as of 18 days ago, 18 years.
Yeah. 18 years.
Wow.
How right. long? Where'd you get your start? Where did you start on the air?
Actually, when I was in high school, local radio station. I was living in the Norwalk, Saugatuck, Connecticut area. There's a station in Westport, and I walked in and said, hey, I'd like to learn this stuff. And they said, good, we need someone to take out the trash. And that was it.
Yeah, there you go.
So great.
We already started. We all started that way.
By the way, because of Department of Labor laws, you can't do that anymore. You have to pay them. You can't be a kid who just wants to learn something. It's just not legal anymore.
Really?
That's crazy.
That explains why we get so many dummies on the air. That pretty much explains that right there, down to the nitty gritty. All right. Number five, top ten stories. Number one is the border wall. Number two is the government shutdown. Number three, whether Trump did the campaign violation thing that some people are alleging. The Democrats and what they are able to do or not able to do in the legislative area. Number four. Number five, our policy in Syria. I said before we paused at the bottom of the hour that I am beginning to wonder whether I have long said that we ought not to have gone to Afghanistan the way we did. We could have done, as we showed at the end, sending in the elite, the very elite soldiers that we have in Delta Force and the SEALs and that sort of thing, to pop off Osama bin Laden. And then the same thing could have been done with getting rid of Saddam Hussein. But we chose to enrich the military-industrial complex. If you haven't seen the movie Vice, and you either do or don't like Mr. Cheney, you see the movie and you get a whole different spin on it. There have always been a lot of rumors about him and what happened, but I find our involvement there in the beginning appalling. Bush and the business with Cheney going into Iraq was appalling. More than that, it's the money, more importantly, the human lives that have been lost there for nothing. We created a huge vacuum, and now we're suffering the consequences because we got another problem in Syria. If we pull out of there, it creates a vacuum, and Daesh comes back in. So a friend of mine who I have on the radio with me every week, a fellow who's is an internationally known entertainer, in a manner of speaking, named Uri Geller, who lives in Israel. I asked him this past week about how safe and secure people were feeling in Israel about our pullout from Syria. Look at the map. You see where Syria is, where Jordan is, and how it all comes together where Turkey is. And you understand why the Israelis are nervous about this, because Assad is a bloodthirsty cur. The Russians, I mean, it's just a mess. We've created yet another mess. And in pulling troops out, I said, hooray, as a matter of fact, when I first heard that the troops are coming out. And then you start looking around and thinking, okay, what if we pull out of there, what does that mean for all the people who have died there already? And is it in our best interest? I suppose we could still argue that for us to be anywhere in the Middle East. So I think
Maybe we, I don't know. I frankly, it's a puzzle that I don't know how to solve. If I were president, I'd have a headache over this. Victoria, what's the basic conversation about this in Washington as we end the week?
Conversation is similar to what you're saying. The other part of the conversation, of course, is that we have to add that soldiers were killed and that ISIS is claiming responsibility. Now, the fact that ISIS claims responsibility for something doesn't necessarily mean that that's true. ISIS are liars. On the other hand, nobody in Washington really, particularly those who are familiar with what's going on in Syria, believes that ISIS has been defeated in the sense that there's nobody belonging to ISIS in existence. ISIS's control of territory is down, but ISIS is very much a factor, and ISIS is doing guerrilla tactics. So there is a lot of concern that ISIS is saying, hey, we're around and we intend to make ourselves very, very noticeable.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, anything from your listeners and your point of view with regard to Syria? When you're on a station like WDEL, do you spend more time talking about the local issues there, half and half national issues? How do you decide what the focus is going to be? Because you're running a local talk radio program.
It's really, really local. I'm a registered Republican. The state's run by Democrats, but I have the governor's personal cell phone. Delaware is so different from every other place I've ever worked or lived in the country. Very, very local. But we do talk about these things. And when you talk about Syria, we talk about ISIS, it boils down to how does one actually defeat an ideology? You don't.
No.
You don't.
Never.
There has been this ideology since the Moors invaded Spain, and there were those who have kept this ideology for so long. If you've got 1.5 billion Muslims in this world, and only 1% of them hold on to some, you know, I would call it personally, a horrible, sick ideology, that's still a million people. So how do you defeat an ideology?
I don't know that you do. I think that's part of the problem here. So do we just lick our wounds and move on and let them figure out their problems for themselves? It might be that way, but the oil interests are as they are, and the Middle East is full of oil. So are we gonna mess that up? Allow it to get messed up? Probably not. Anyway, where do we go from here? It's one of those things that you have a conversation about it, and it doesn't go anywhere. So let's keep going. Speaking of a conversation that doesn't go anywhere, number six is the confirmation hearing for William Barr. There's nothing about this that I found intriguing this week, even though, you know, the political questions about Mueller and all the other stuff. Victoria, is there anything? This guy was around when Bush was president. Okay, ho-hum. He didn't surprise anybody, did he? Was there anything that really, really, I mean, there were a couple of headlines about, you know, him seeming to disagree with Trump, but really?
There wasn't anything major, I don't think, that he said. I mean, he had, this is not a new rodeo to him. He's been through it before. But one thing that was interesting that he said, particularly in light of something that we talked about earlier in the show, which was President Trump may have directed his longtime attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress, was that he was asked about that, about whether that would be a crime if the president tried to coach somebody not to testify or testify falsely. He said unequivocally, yes. He was asked by more than one senator that question, and he said yes. And so that's very interesting, and puts him in a bit of a spot, really, with the president, potentially. We don't know. There's a lot to come out yet. But that was very interesting, and that is being talked about in Washington today.
Speaking of somebody who's in a spot, Representative Steve King, he's number nine on the countdown. His story, his ability not to be able to clarify his thoughts, doesn't seem to be that intelligent a fellow. Where does this guy go, Rick? Away?
Well, once you start asking the question, what's wrong with white nationalism, now you're shopping for a mirror with Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't realize what you're saying plays right into the thinking of racists because you're echoing what they're saying, my only word for the guy is next.
Yeah, right. See you later, alligator. That's the way I'd look at it anyway. 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup. If you are having a good night's, if you're just waking up from a really good night's rest, congratulations. That's super. Your good night's rest has enhanced your immunity, has helped you prevent weight gain, has improved your mental health, has helped you prevent heart disease, and increased your ability to be fertile. Those are all the good things that have happened to you having had a good night's rest. Now, if you have not had a good night's rest, then all of those things are on the negative side. The column doesn't look good. So how about you start with your pillows? I've had expensive pillows. I've tried pretty much everything available. I didn't like the stuff that was around. You find these expensive pillows in Macy's and Bed Bath & Beyond. Nope. So I was introduced to MyPillow. As a matter of fact, they wanted to advertise, and I'd never actually used a MyPillow before. I'd heard of them, but I hadn't. So they sent some pillows, and they sent some other stuff, and now I am convinced, and not because I'm being paid to say this, but I am convinced that this is a fabulous American company with a fabulous American story, and Americans are the beneficiaries of all the work that's done there in Minnesota. 1,500 people work in the plant now to produce all these pillows, the pillowcases, the things that will help you get a great night's rest. Best thing about MyPillow, other than being made right here in America, is that it is 100% machine washable. So every month or two, you wash them, you don't have to throw them away. Everything else you got to throw away. You can't, the filling that's in all other pillows, you can't wash that and dry it, not unless you want to sleep on a lump. So with the MyPillow, the exclusive deals they have, you can get financing, you spend more than $200 on things in the catalog, all kinds of great reasons, money-back guarantees. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and buy everything that's there at half price. The promo code again, DJV at MyPillow.com. Stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, include the number 10 item, NFL playoffs. What's that, sports talk radio? Where are we, where are our heads with regard to talking about the playoffs? That's probably it, right? A few ancillary stories from the world of basketball, but number 10, pretty much a focus on the playoffs. Number 9, Representative Steve King from Iowa has got a problem or two or three or four. Number 8, the Gillette advertising that is controversial. What's the story with that? Brexit, the exit for the UK. Number 7, Barr, Mr. William Barr, confirmation hearings. Number 6, the policy that we have in Syria. Number 5, the Democratic legislative agenda. Do they have one? Number 4, the investigation of President Trump is number 3, government shutdown 2, and the border wall battle is number 1, as you might expect here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
More than 234,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. That's about 640 people per day. It's not an easy journey, but treatment options are much better than they used to be. Research shows that lung cancer is not just one disease. Doctors can now test for genetic mutations in many lung cancer tumors and potentially prescribe targeted treatments that are more likely to work for certain types of lung cancer. The epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, or EGFR mutation, is often associated with non-small cell lung cancer. If you or a loved one is recently diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer, it's important to get a full diagnosis with tumor mutation testing. Know your mutation status before starting therapy, and talk to your doctor about treatments for your specific type of lung cancer. For more information, visit www.lvng.com. This message is brought to you by AstraZeneca.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The top 10 list of people from Talkers Magazine this week, it's a list of people who really are certainly inveigling themselves with regard to the stories, but there are a couple of interesting names here that perhaps deserve a moment or two. So think about the one in here that you think is most important. Steve King, number 10. Eh. Theresa May, 9. Eh. William Barr, 8. Eh. Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren tied for number 7. Interesting couple there. Number 6, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Annoying. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Annoying. Michael Cohen, number 4, annoying. Chuck Schumer, number 3, he's annoying. Nancy Pelosi, she's annoying at 2. And maybe that's we should call this the list of the most annoying people that are being a part of the focus. Donald Trump is number 1, as you would expect. And a lot of people think he's fabulous. A lot of people find him annoying. Whatever. He still is number 1 on the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown show. I want to get to one of the items on the countdown list that is not political. The controversy surrounding this ad that the Gillette Razor Company has distributed, and I think now pulled. Anybody understand? I read it. I watched it, and I was confused by it. Anybody else see it? Is there something to the controversy? Advertising is supposed to be simple, straight to the point, get you to think about what they're selling, and you go buy it. I didn't get any of that from watching the Gillette ad. How about you?
I'm wondering if they did it because they're losing market share to places like Harry's online, and they said, you know what, a little virtue signaling couldn't hurt us a little bit. I'm more amused by this Genu Harry thing where women are celebrating, we're growing our hair under the arms and the legs and everything, and I thought, how is that empowering? I got to ask Jennifer Victoria, how is that empowering?
Victoria,
it's not a question of empowerment. It's just a question of it shaves you time in the shower.
Yeah. Well, I was reading People magazine and this supposedly a movement, and they say it's empowering. And oh, by the way, and have you ever done unicorn armpit hair? I thought that was just so bizarre, but apparently that's a thing, coloring it and making it look like unicorns.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I've got so many ooh.
All right. Let me just quickly give you the rundown of the people list here. Steve King is at 10. Theresa May, number 9, that whole Brexit thing. William Barr is 8. Elizabeth Warren and Beto O'Rourke are tied for 7th place. And the lovely and talented Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is in 6th place. Robert Mueller, 5. Cohen is 4. Schumer is 3. Pelosi is 2. And the Trumpster is number 1 on the people list. So there are no real surprises there, I don't think, anything. We've gotten to most of the exciting conversation about the issues of the week. Thank you to Victoria and to Rick. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for our weekly overview of the hot hits, the five top stories from the world of technology from this week. Start at number five, we will. Victoria, I feel like I'm Yoda. Start at number five, we will. Mm-hmm. Victoria Keelan starts at five with an amazing Amazon story. Is there a week that we can remember that there wasn't some story in the top five relating to Amazon?
Probably not. Amazon is a very big part of our lives, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. Amazon has now included an upgraded Alexa voice remote with its entry-level Fire Stick. So normally it's $39.99, and this, if you're starting out, if you're just starting with a Fire Stick bundle, which gives you the remote and the little stick that is a USB stick that goes into the back of your TV, gives you access to Amazon Prime and Netflix and a lot of different apps and things like that. I have it. I love it. It's very, very useful. So it's $40 if you want to start brand new. Now, if you already have the old version of the remote, which does not have Alexa's voice activation built in, Amazon has a special right now. If you only need the remote and not the stick as well, for $14.99, you can buy it on Amazon. So if you have a Fire TV or you already have the Fire Stick bundle, then that is a really good deal to get you upgraded. So that way, and the new remote actually also controls volume on your TV, so you don't need to use two different remotes. So it's a little bit of an upgrade, and it's a pretty good price for $14.99.
All right, number four.
One of the unexpected side effects of the government shutdown is that government websites are also down. And so the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, those websites are not down. Those websites are not being updated right now, which also includes the agency's Do Not Call registry. That's donotcall.gov. That means consumers with numbers that they'd like to register, you can't sign up right now. And that also means that there's no one enforcing robocalling regulations. So this is not great for consumers all around. The other thing that we want to just make sure everyone knows of, make sure you are very, very careful when you're going on any of these websites from the government, because right now there is very little security. Some of the security certificates have run out, and so until the government reopens, they won't be able to renew those certificates, which means those websites are vulnerable to being hacked. So if you go on, let's say if you want to report identity theft, if you go on to the website on the Federal Trade Commission to their identity theft site, it's not protected right now. So just be very, very careful. NASA is dealing with the same thing, NASA.gov. That has already expired now. So just be very careful because you will be exposed and vulnerable to malware.
All right. Number three, a focus on police and what they can do or can't do when it comes to using force.
Right. A California judge this week ruled that even with a warrant, law enforcement cannot force someone to unlock their cell phone using biometric features, which means either using facial recognition if you have an iPhone 10 or newer, or using your thumbprint to open up your phone. And so the reason that the judge denied this is because they say that this goes against the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination. So look to there's going to be a lot more debate about this, and the more biometric measures we start taking in our daily lives, the more complicated this is going to be legally. But for now, just know if you're ever pulled over or whatever, that cops cannot force you to open your phone.
All right, number two, another one that you have a hard time avoiding every week when we look at the top five technology stories is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix kind of annoyed a lot of people this week because they blindsided everyone with a plan increase. So the most popular plan on Netflix will increase from $11 to $13 a month. That's for HD streaming. The most expensive plan goes up to $16 a month, and the basic plan goes up to $9 a month. And Netflix is justifying all of this, saying that they had approximately 700 original new shows in 2018 alone. And so, hey, we've got to support all that new programming. Someone's got to pay for it.
Right. That's an interesting way of doing it. They're looking at it.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Here's the top story, the top technology story of the week.
Yes, YouTube. And so this is a great story. They're now banning challenge and prank videos that are considered dangerous and puts people's lives at risk. We all have heard about the Tide Pod challenge. Now the Bird Box challenge has gone way too far. And that's, if you haven't seen it, that's a show, a movie on Netflix starring Sandra Bullock, where essentially everyone needs to wear blindfolds in order to survive. Stupid, stupid people looking to get instantly famous on YouTube have been doing all of these challenges. One guy drove a car with a blindfold. Obviously, he crashed that car in Utah. So YouTube says they're going to remove all these types of videos for everyone's safety.
I'm surprised.
No one has common sense.
I'm surprised at Sandra Bullock for wanting to do a movie like this. Actually, I think very negative. All right, so there they are, top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Did American Brand.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani left open the possibility Sunday that Mr. Trump and former personal attorney Michael Cohen might have discussed Cohen's congressional testimony. Giuliani says the BuzzFeed story was wrong.
To their credit, the Justice Department and the special counsel's office said that the story was inaccurate. And the inaccuracy is that there's no evidence that the president told him the lie.
And as far as the Russian meddling in the election, on NBC's Meet the Press, Giuliani said there's no collusion.
If I'm saying there's no collusion on the campaign, of course I don't know everyone on the campaign. To my knowledge, there's no collusion on the campaign. I probably didn't qualify it every time I said it.
As Prime Minister Theresa May prepares her next move in Britain's deadlocked Brexit battle, a senior opposition politician says it's unlikely the UK will leave the European Union as scheduled March 29th. May is due to present Parliament with a revised Brexit plan on Monday after the divorce deal she had struck with the EU was rejected by lawmakers last week. A winter storm that covered parts of the Midwest and Northeast in snow this weekend manifested into a bitter freeze Sunday. National Weather Service saying temperatures across the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and Mid-Atlantic will drop 10 to 20 degrees below average by Monday morning, and wind chills will have temperatures near 40 below hitting the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the accumulation of freezing rain could lead to power outages.
I've seen several reports of ice accretion over a quarter inch across parts of Connecticut, and so that's going to cause some problems with downed trees and power lines.
Residents along the heavily populated coast of New York, from New York to Boston, awoke Sunday, having largely escaped major snowfall, but bracing now for plummeting temperatures that could likely lead to a hard freeze and potentially dangerous conditions come rush hour. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
For most of the past quarter century, the Davos worldview of ever freer world trade and closer ties between countries has dominated. Is this scenario changing? Well, correspondent Charles de Ledesma takes a look and reports on the argument.
Paul Sheard from Harvard University's Kennedy School says the winners from globalization have held the megaphone for a long while, with the losers somewhat silent, while Gabriel Stern at Oxford Economics believes there has been genuine underperformance by the big institutions. The result? A populist backlash. Stern argues if you don't do anything about your failings, they can come back and bite you. And the ride could get even bumpier. The forum is focusing on what it calls the Fourth Industrial Revolution, a series of rapid advances in technology and medicine expected to transform society. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge in South Carolina has turned back the Trump administration's attempt to continue preparatory work for offshore drilling during the federal government's partial shutdown.
U.S. District Judge Richard Gergel issued an order on Friday. That order stops federal entities from taking any official action for permits to conduct needed testing before drilling can begin. Earlier last week, President Trump recalled workers at the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Why? So the Bureau could continue processing testing permits for possible drilling off the Atlantic coastline.
Andrew Stewart reporting. U.S. District Judge Gergel is overseeing a federal lawsuit opposing the Trump administration's plans to conduct offshore drilling tests. January 21, 1968, the North Vietnamese Army launched a full-scale assault against the U.S. combat base at Khe San. It lasted 11 weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey folks, first this time around is the second half of an episode of the Burns and Allen Show. Then the adventure program, The Chase, an NBC series which aired for a little over 1 year, beginning in the spring of 1952. In contrast, this opening program spent nearly two decades on radio, bouncing between a couple of networks, NBC and CBS. George Burns and Gracie Allen's very first appearance on radio occurred across the pond. While touring the stages of England in 1929, they would perform brief bits of their routine on various BBC stations. Back in the States, they got their own series beginning in 1932 and starred on radio for the next 18 years before shifting to television in 1950. At the end of our previous show, we were halfway through a wartime broadcast. It seems George has invented a fictional uncle of Gracie's as a way to give his wife money indirectly. As you can imagine, it's about to backfire. Let's resume. This is from the evening of April 20th, 1943.
Well, that phony Uncle Hubert that George dreamed up really backfired on him. However, he knows a certain broken-down actor who hangs around the corner pool room. So we find him at the pool room now trying to make a deal with the fellow.
Now, look, my good friend, I have a proposition for you. You were an actor, weren't you?
We're an actor. My good man, I am an actor. I merely happen to be between engagements at the moment.
When was your last engagement?
Not quite 14 years ago.
Well, here's my proposition.
I am not interested. Begone, oaf. Time flies by on wings of light, and I wouldst a little snooker play.
Well, I thought that
what
you...
What care I for the thoughts of fools?
Well, okay. I thought you might like to make a little money.
Money? Sit down, my charming friend. Sit down. Sit down. Hang up the cue, Joe.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Go to my wife and pretend that you're her Uncle Hubert.
You haven't anything in the juvenile lead, huh?
No, not at the moment. Just tell her that you're Uncle Hubert and you've lost all your money.
Oh, I see. I'm supposed to be destitute. That's an excellent character part. I shall pretend that I'm a bum.
Yes. Try to make it believable. Now, have you got it straight?
Oh, naturally. I enter left, a brave, pitiful figure in tatters, but chin up. I take her hands in mine. My dear, I say, I am your Uncle Hubert, and I've lost all my money.
Fine, fine.
And what will she say?
Oh, she'll probably say, oh, really?
She hasn't much of a part, has she?
Look, she isn't acting, you are.
Oh, you may depend upon me, sir. Now then, shall we discuss the financial terms of this little deal? Naturally, you realize my services do not come cheaply.
Naturally. I'll give you $2.
$2? Do you think that I would give my great histrionic talents for such a miserable pittance? Do you think that I, who trod the boards with Sir Henry Irving, would lower myself to such depth for a paltry $2?
Okay, $2.50.
It's a deal.
Well, fine. Here's the address. Now get going. The house is right down the street.
There you are, George. Well, who's your friend?
I, sir, am a famous Shakespearean actor.
Oh, why, sure. You're Mr. I'll never forget the night you opened in Hamlet. What a thrill.
Thank you.
Get going, fella. Get going.
Why, you know, that theater was so jammed, I had to stand in line for 2 hours.
But it was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Worth it? Well, I'll say it was. When I finally got into that washroom, there was Swan, the new white floating star. Bill, let the man go. Gracie, I'll spend the
just
money.
Just a moment, Mr. Burns, my dear character. Do you mean to infer that the brand of soap in the washroom is a greater attraction than I?
Well, how many roles did you play?
3. I was a messenger, a spear carrier, and an offstage mumble.
Oh, well, there you are. Swan Soap plays 4 roles. It's 4 soaps in 1. It's the soap for dishes, for light laundry, for bathing the baby, and it's the soap for your hands and face. You see, 4 great soaps in 1.
Bill, for heaven's sake, let the man
well,
go.
Well, comparing me to a soap. Why, it was sensational. I received a tremendous hand.
Well, tremendous hands are important, but let's not forget that little hands deserve attention, too. What is more precious than a little baby?
Oh.
Yes, sir. That's why you should bathe that baby with Swan. Swan's extra mildness is just what the doctor ordered. And say, that same extra mildness makes Swan great for anybody's complexion, anybody's tub or shower. Remember, Swan is purer than finest Castile.
Well, look, you're Shakespeare. Huh? Do you want to earn the $2.50 or don't you?
Oh, I do.
Well, then get going. Do your stuff.
Never fear. I'll give a performance that will break her heart in two.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Swan breaks in two, too. So you can use 1/2 for dishes and laundry.
Out, both of you, out.
Greetings, me child.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
What? Don't you recognize me?
No, I never saw you before.
I am your Uncle Hubert.
Why, Uncle Hubert, of course I know you anywhere.
I am here on a sad mission, me child. Since I wrote to you, my dear niece, I've been buffeted most cruelly by the gods of calamity and mischance.
It grieves me to reveal that I am now utterly bereft of pecuniary maintenance.
No.
Yes. Dreadful, isn't it?
Oh, terrible. What does it mean?
I am broke.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine going through all that just to lose money.
Oh. Naturally, I will be unable to send you any more.
Oh, naturally. Well, you shouldn't even have sent me this $50.
Oh, is that the 50 I sent you?
Why, yes.
Oh, beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. So green, so crisp, so folding. And I so destitute.
Well, here, Uncle Hubert, you take it back.
Oh, no, I couldn't think
of
it.
Oh, please take it.
Oh, no, really, I shouldn't.
Well, if you don't think you should.
Give it to me. Well, I must be on my way now.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Uncle Hubert. You know I'm an expert on our family history, but I just can't seem to place you.
Oh, it really doesn't matter.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sure I can trace you down.
But really, my
oh,
dear...
Oh, no, now, don't tell me. I'd rather figure this out for myself. Now, let's see. The first Allen came to America in 1683. His name was Jonathan, and he married Charity Barebones, the well digger.
You're starting in 1683?
Yes, I want to be accurate. Yeah. Now, Jonathan and Charity found that they had absolutely nothing in common... So after 5 years, they separated, and she kept the 5 children.
Now, look, my dear.
See, there were 2 sons, James and Jeremiah, 2 daughters, Faith and Hope, and 1 moron, Makepeace.
Do you realize that this may take hours, even days?
Oh, I don't mind. Now, first we'll take James. At the age of 15... Dean, he was thrown out of Massachusetts for stealing a windmill and went to New York where he married Katrinka Van Winkle, a Dutch girl who made cheese out of buffalo milk.
Now, please, I said... Oh, no, wait. Isn't that your husband coming up the walk?
Where? Oh, yes.
Egad, I'm undone.
You are. I hope it's only your shoelaces.
I'll just slip out the back way. Goodbye.
Well, poor Uncle Hubert. I guess he was ashamed to let George see him in his shabby clothes.
Hello, dear. Anybody been here while I was gone?
Yes, my Uncle Hubert, and guess what? He's lost all his money.
Well, isn't that a shame?
Yes. So naturally, I gave him back his $50.
What? You gave him the $50?
Well, it was his money, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, but what about your Easter outfit?
Well, I'll do without a new outfit, George. I'll just wear the one I bought yesterday.
Oh. Well, George and Gracie will be right back. Meanwhile, I'd like to explain something. Because Swan is 4 soaps in one, well, when you buy Swan, you don't have to buy easily wasted packaged soaps for your dishes or a special soap for your light laundry. Nor do you have to buy high-priced toilet soaps for your bath or shower, your hands and face. Swan does all those jobs. And don't forget, Swan is purer than finest Castiles. So you see, Swan is your best wartime buy because you get 4 great soaps in one. And now here they are, George and Gracie.
Let me see now. In 1817, my great-great-great-aunt Mabel Darrah on my mother's side married Hubble Robinson, a Buffalo salesman, and then...
Gracie, there's no use trying to trace that fellow. He was nothing but a pool room bum.
A pool room bum?
Yes.
Oh, well, no wonder I couldn't locate him. I was tracing my mother's side of the family. I should have been tracing my father's. Now, in 1863, Jonathan Allen...
Broke Uncle Hubert, a wartime episode of the Burns and Allen Show from April 20th, 1943. Announcer Bill Goodwin also worked for the Bob Hope Show, pitching for Pepsodent. Turns out, though, that program would also be sponsored by Swan Soap, although the announcer then was High Aberbat, not Goodwin. That product, by the way, was introduced by Lever Brothers in 1941 to compete with Procter & Gamble's Ivory Soap. Both floated and were touted for their purity. One of Swan's catchphrases may confuse today's audiences. You heard Bill Goodwin repeatedly state, "It's the white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castiles." Ah, but what are Castiles? It's a reference to the then-renowned soaps created in the Castile region of Spain, traditionally made from olive oil. So there you go. I'm Greg Bell, and now that we've cleaned up that confusion, coming up next on Wynn Radio was the NBC adventure program, The Chase, right after this.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and it's time for the story of a police officer, his girlfriend, and a homicidal maniac. Listen now for Grant Richards, Amesy Strickland, John Gibson and Thomas, Walter Black and Guy Rep in The Promotion from August 21st, 1952.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase?
The day I finally made the switch from Detective Sergeant Peter Peru to Detective Lieutenant Peter Peru should have been a happy day because it's just what we've been waiting for, Joan and I. The promotion. Oh, how we chased that promotion. Maybe you didn't know it, but the difference between a sergeant's pay and a lieutenant's pay is $9.62 a week. Not much, but all the difference Joan always used to say that we needed to get married on. Well, now I've got the lieutenancy and I've got the miserable $9.62 more a week. But now I haven't got Joan. What stopped us? A little piece of nothing shaped like a dog collar. Now it was a postcard and flexible like celluloid. A dictation tape. Yeah, that and a miserable dictating machine and the man who used them. It all started the night I went to pick Joan up at the office where she worked as a secretary. Generally, I knocked off duty at about the same time she finished work, but if I was tied up on a case, she'd just stay on doing some freelance typing job she'd picked up from an employment agency. It only brought in a couple of bucks, but it was her way of chasing our wedding day while I chased the promotion. Hi, Joni.
Oh, hello, sweetie. Be with you in a minute. Just finishing this page.
Oh, come on, come on. The strong arm of the law has a weak stomach crying for food.
Just a minute.
Hey, I haven't seen you use your boss's dictating machine on your outside typing jobs before. What is it? A new job?
Just got it from the employment agency today. I'm working for a writer after office hours now. Good pay, too.
Oh, yeah? What is it, a book?
Yeah, it's a novel. It's kind of gory. It's about a shy young man who's going crazy and knows it.
Oh? Who's writing it?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. These dictation tapes are delivered to me every couple of days. I type up the pages and mail them to the agency.
Oh, that's simple.
Sure. South Pacific was dictated on tape that way.
And you'll never see your boss?
Never. He just sends my hard-earned pay with the tapes.
Well, that should make for pleasant employer-employee relations. And now what about the food department?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I'd like to see this man. He sounds brooding, sensitive, lonely. Real romantic type, Pete. I can't help wondering who he is, what he is.
Oh, fine.
Why, Peter, you're jealous. You're jealous of a voice.
Look, when you're ready to quit, let me know. I'll be in the coffee shop downstairs. Just poke your head in, okay?
Okay. I'll poke my head in on the end of a stick.
You'd better give that rider up, Joni, old girl. Give that rider up. But Joan Clinton didn't give her rider up. I should have stopped it when she went from simple interest to fascination. And as each day went by, she looked forward with more impatience to the delivery of the little tapes that brought her into a strange, one-sided communication with a man she'd never met. After a while, all she could ever talk about to me or to her office friends was her wonderful writer.
Oh, say, Annie, you want to hear something really good?
Oh, Joan, have a heart. I heard that tape twice this morning.
Oh.
From your writer, huh? How's that story coming? The one about the shy fella going nuts.
Oh, Annie's just wonderful. And today... Well, today he added a postscript on the tape. He said when the book was finished, he'd find out who I was and he'd come to see me. Last night I typed up 27 pages and on each tape I listened to, he sounded chipper and cheerful and happy. Oh, he was so gay, just like a little boy.
No night work lately, Joan. How come?
I don't know, Pete. I don't know. I suddenly stopped hearing from him. His last tape sounded so sad and strange. And that was 10 days ago.
I don't mind telling you that I was glad. Yeah, I'm no Gregory Peck, you know. I'm not even a fair Humphrey Bogart for looks. But when a guy finds himself competing with a voice coming off a dictation tape for his girlfriend, it's a little unsettling. So I was glad. Until I went to pick her up a couple of days ago at her office. I'd left my partner, Sammy Sampson, in the squad car downstairs. And no sooner did I open Joan's office door...
Pete? Oh, Pete, I'm so glad you're here.
Joni, what's happened? What's the matter?
Listen, Pete, listen to this. I got this tape tonight. The first one in 11 days, and it has something on it that... Oh, wait a minute. I'll turn the dictating machine on. Listen on these earphones.
This should start as a new paragraph chapter. The driving force within him no longer raged. He was calm, for he knew precisely what he must do. He listened for a moment to the foghorns in the bay, and then he opened the shop door. He saw the frightened face of the old man staring up at him. He paused. Then, with great precision and almost no effort and absolutely no emotion, I took the sword from under my coat, and with it, I killed him.
Well, do you see?
Well, what do you want me to see?
This man dictated the story saying he listened for a minute to Foghorn's and used the word he when he said he opened the shop door and he saw the man. But when he came to the violence, the killing, he said, I took the sword and with it, I killed him.
Johnny, what are you driving at?
Pete, this man's been writing about someone who's lonely, moody, depressed, about someone who's going mad, someone who kills. He's not writing just about someone. He's writing about himself.
Lots of times a writer, to help his thinking, will mentally exchange places with his lead character, and I could understand how this writer had put himself in the place of the killer he was writing about. That's why the guy on the tape had said I instead of he, that's all. I read it someplace, and it made sense, but it took me 15 minutes of the biggest salesmanship I could deliver to bring Joan to the point where she agreed with me. Oh, here, Joanie, drink this and you'll feel better. Then I'll drive you home and I want you to forget all this stuff. You just haven't been your old self, sweetie.
Guess I've been working too hard, Pete, and thinking of this voice. Oh, he's probably a timid little man of 50, married and henpecked and using the story as a release for his inhibitions and frustrations. I'm sorry I've been such a jerk and I've been so unfair to you. Oh, Pete, how could I be so silly? Oh, Pete.
Forget it, kid. Yeah, this is worth it.
Pete! Pete! Hello!
Holy cats. I forgot all about Sammy Sampson.
Oh, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Pete!
Here, hold this glass, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
In here, Sam.
Pete, I just picked up a general alarm on the squawk box in the car.
What is it?
Murder.
Where?
On the waterfront. An old man killed with a sword.
It didn't take long to check with the cops at the waterfront shop and find that fact meshed with fiction point by point. By my book, that much of a coincidence just couldn't happen. I asked the precinct to send a couple of men to meet Sammy and me at Joan's office, and the chase was on. Here was the chance for the promotion. Without even looking for it, the biggest case of my life was right in my lap. The only thing wrong was that my only lead, my hottest lead, was my own sweetheart.
Who is he, Joan? Where is he?
Oh, Sam.
She's told us 10 times, Sam. She doesn't know.
Someone must. Look, let's run this down. The Harriet House Employment Agency got Joan this typing job, right?
Right.
This writer mails 2 or 3 tapes in a plain white envelope to Joan's home every couple of days, right?
Yeah, but with no return address to give us anything to go on. Except this one's postmark shows it was mailed last night from the main Times Square postal station.
Oh, swell. The biggest in the city. That should be cute to trace. Okay, okay. Then what?
After I type up the script, I send the pages back to the Harriet House Employment Agency.
Well, he must pick them up there. Andrews. Andrews.
Yes, Sarge?
Get the squad car, Andy. Find a Mrs. Harriet House and pick her up. She runs the Harriet House Employment Agency in the drill building. Take it to her office. I'll meet you there in 20 or 30 minutes.
Right, Pete.
Now, look, Joan, were you ever given any reasons why he didn't have you come to him where he could dictate directly to you?
I wish he had me come to him. If he's mentally ill, if he's sick, I might have helped him.
All right, Joan, cut it out.
The woman at the agency only said he likes to work this way. You don't know him like I do. He's sensitive. He's easily disturbed.
Yeah, he's sensitive, all right.
You're not fair. You haven't proved anything yet. Why should you be so sure he's the killer?
Aren't you?
Pete, could it be possible, just possible, that this sword murder at the waterfront and the killing that Joan's writer describes is just a coincidence?
Sammy, I just...
Sergeant Peru!
Andrews, I thought I sent you to find Harriet House.
She's been found, Sarge. A cleaning woman from her office building just called into headquarters. Harriet House is at her office, dead. Some nut killed her with a sword.
Any questions, Sammy? Joan? The once whitewashed walls and ceilings of the Harriet House Employment Agency would have to be whitewashed again. The job that was done there had certainly been that of a madman. But a madman who undoubtedly had lucid moments. Because the file folder that had held the scripts Joan Clinton had so carefully typed was found next to the destroyed body of Harriet House. Empty.
She's been dead for some time. Even before the waterfront killing.
He's had a busy day. You know, this guy may have shown no outer symptoms of paranoia at all for weeks. And then maybe something happened yesterday or the day before and off he went.
Pete, I've been through this joint from top to bottom and there's not a single piece of paper, a note, anything that leads to this guy.
Now, you missed this.
What?
A dictation tape. It was halfway under the desk.
Let's see what it says.
Yeah, plug that machine in, will you, Sammy?
Okay. You got it on right, Pete?
Wait a minute. There it is. It's all right.
Dear Mr. Author, my name is Joan Clinton, and I'm the Miss Whoever You Are who's been typing up your book.
Holy cats, it's Joan.
After listening to your voice for so long, I thought you might want to hear mine. I hope I'm not being presumptuous. I'd like to tell you that I think your book is going to be a really fine one. And I hope that once it's completed, we might meet for a drink to celebrate. I haven't received any tapes from you in over a week. And I hope those headaches that you mentioned from time to time haven't incapacitated you. If there's anything I can do to help, I wish you'd let me know. Good night.
Pete, is she in love with him? Is she in love with a voice? If she's holding out on us...
Keep your shirt on, Sammy. That was sent before tonight. She must have thought he'd pick it up when he came for his scripts. Let's get back to Joan's office.
Pete, I wonder if he did pick it up and listen to it before he left here.
Yeah. I wonder.
This is The Chase, and we'll be back with more right after this short break.
MusicRewind.com guarantees you'll be on your feet listening to You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. A 3-CD collection featuring The Shadows, Link Wray, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Duane Eddy, Sandy Nelson, The Ventures, and many more. Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s today at MusicRewind.com. Or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $19.98. Get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Rewind77. Get your toes tapping and your feet moving with You Can't Sit Down, 75 great instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Order now to save on shipping with promo code Rewind77. Hurry! This 3-CD set of amazing instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code Rewind77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Something you can do now to help your turkey, deer, rabbit, and other small game populations going forward? The answer? Trapping. Hi, I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week. Last year, the Division of Wildlife put trail cameras on 5 turkey nests they located, and to their surprise, all the eggs were destroyed by raccoons. Predators such as raccoons, possums, coyotes, and bobcats can put a hurting on the wild game roaming your farm. Reducing predator numbers can give young game a better chance to make it to adulthood. Another benefit of trapping is learning how to read sign. Observing how predators use the land while hunting deer or turkey can help you decide where to put your trap. But putting boots on the ground and thinking like a predator can help you be more successful in all your trapping efforts. To hear more about this topic and many others, check out drawntowildlife.com. And remember, the seasons never end.
And now back to the episode of The Chase entitled Promotion on When Radio Was.
Joan, I want you to stop pussyfooting around. We're losing time and you haven't told us everything we should know.
Now take it easy, Sammy, and back up or I'll back you up. If you think I'll watch you give Joan a going over, you're nuts.
You listen to me, Peru. There's a maniac loose somewhere out there, and also out there are lots of men, women, and children. People are in line for murder if we don't get that killer first. Now you get out of my way.
Pete.
Yes, Joan.
The murder he described on the tape we heard before.
The waterfront killing?
Yes. It's not the first murder he wrote about, and it's not the first time he substituted the word I for he. I've got copies of everything he's dictated, but there's a tape on the machine right now. I got it 3 weeks ago. I was listening to it again. You better hear it.
Hello, Princess. This will be short. I'm tired. The headaches again. Ready? When the ferry docked, the boy got off with the rest of the passengers, but he was able to keep himself hidden as he followed the girl home. At her door, I stopped her. The street was blank and quiet. She shrank away from me. And the rage that began on the ferry burst through full bloom. When she started to run, I caught her and held her. She whimpered. I ripped the little fur collar off her cheap brown cloth coat and rammed one end of it into her mouth. Then I stabbed her in the back. He put her away and went to an all-night movie. And then home. Well, that's all for tonight, Princess. Once I get rid of these headaches, I'll be able to write more each day. And we'll get this book done more quickly. And we'll sell a million copies and start another. Good night, Princess.
Operator, get me police headquarters. Give me homicide. Hello, Johnny, this is Pete Peru. I want this done fast. See if you have a card in your unsolved murder file. Victim, young girl, blonde, wearing a brown cloth coat with fur collar at time of death. Stabbed in the back. Oh, about 3 weeks ago. Call me back. Yeah, thanks.
Pete, do you think he might be planning another killing like it? He wrote the waterfront killing before he committed it, you know.
He didn't write about Harriet House before he killed her, did he? A habitual criminal has a definite pattern. You can follow it. How can you anticipate what a madman will do?
I don't know.
Hello. Yeah, Johnny, this is Peru. Shoot. Got it. Thanks.
What is it, Pete?
Well, there's nothing in the unsolved murder file, but Johnny checked missing persons. They reported a blonde girl of 19 disappeared 3 weeks ago, Muriel Graham. She was last seen alive by some friends who put her on the New Jersey-New York ferry. She never got home. When last seen, she was wearing a brown cloth coat with a little fur collar. 15 minutes later, we stood in the blood-drenched waterfront shop staring at the body and the double-edged sword. Sammy Sampson, New York, partner, a husband, a father, and a cop for 22 years, clenched and unclenched his fists in his pockets. Then together we turned to our detachment of detectives and uniformed police and set the citywide chase into full power.
Mike, get photographs of that sword. Take a detail of men and hit every antique shop, every museum, every kind of shop or institution that can give you a lead on this sword and its owner.
Okay, Sarge.
You, go back to Joan Clinton. She has a copy of this killer's script. Have it mimeographed immediately. Then take a detail of men and go to every publisher in the city. Have them read it to see if they can recognize the style of any writers that they know.
Here's a list.
You two, as soon as it's morning, round up the sales managers of all the dictating machine outfits in town. Get them into headquarters by 10.
On your way, boys. You take this envelope down to the lab. See if you can lift any prints.
All right, you two. This job isn't nice. Remove that sword and take that poor guy down to the morgue. A homicidal maniac was loose and raging in a city of 7 million. But by noon, the manhunt had blanketed the city.
names and addresses of all the people in the entire city that that company sold dictating machines to.
Okay, thanks, Andrews.
Yes, sir.
Our friend probably did his writing from home. Eliminate all the business addresses on this list and have your details start their investigations in the residential areas first. Check the salesman. See if they recall selling dictating machines to anyone who might be a writer.
Gotcha.
In the meantime, reports started coming in. None of them good. The detectives covering the antique shops got a lot of offers from dealers to buy the sword when it was found, but none of them had ever seen it before.
Hey, Sarge, not one of the publishers could recognize any particular style in the script.
Okay, that's all.
Wait a minute. A number of them offered to buy it. You see, the publicity value is great. Even though the construction is erratic, the dialogue vague, the...
Thank you, Clifton Fadiman. Now get back to your beat. The chase continued through the rest of that day and the night. The populace of all the five boroughs in the city, not knowing where the killer prowled, cleared the streets by nightfall. It was a Jack the Ripper panic. Nightclubs, theaters, and movie houses lost business, and the papers screamed. And to Sammy Sampson, myself, and the other jokers on the job, on duty and off duty were only figures of speech. Then we got our first break. The killer contacted Joan Clinton.
I got it in the late mail.
A tape.
Where's the envelope it came in?
Here.
Uh-huh. Mail last night. There's your postmark, Sammy. And Sonia Postal Station. That's almost in the center of town on the west side.
Yeah. That section runs from about West 59th Street to West 74th or 75th Street. And from Fifth Avenue to the North River.
Hello, homicide. Johnny, Peru. Get on this right away. Get that list of people who bought dictating machines in the city. Get it narrowed down to just those people in the Ansonia section of Manhattan. I want that list. Then call in men working on the antique shops, the ferry boats, the Navy Department, all the men we've got on the case. Put them all in the Ansonia section. One of the people in that area using a dictating machine is our man. Right.
Pete, listen to this. This is the tape Joan got.
Thanks for your little speech, Princess. I listened to it. You're very kind. I have a poem for you. Oft in dreams, tender and smiling, thy fair face cometh to me. Oft in dreams, thy lips beguiling, murmur soft, you love but me. Oh, my beloved one, you love but me.
Joan, listen, I don't know how I let you get into this, and I don't know what the score is between you and me right now, but there's a murderer, Sammy, and I have got to find. But for you, there's a lunatic lover you've got to stay away from. I'm putting some cops near your house. He may try to get to you. If he does, I don't know if he'll try to love you or kill you. But it can be easily both.
Let's pause for a moment, but we'll be back with more right after this. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now the final installment of The Chase on When Radio Was.
It took time to bring our men in and concentrate them in the Ansonia section. The Ansonia section of Manhattan is a mixture of enormous apartment houses and filthy slum areas. The number of people packed into this one square mile easily exceeds 250,000. On top of this, the number of people there owning recording machines proved to be many times larger than we anticipated. And the work of finding and questioning dragged slowly. When night fell that day, Joan and I piled into Sammy's squad car for a lift home.
I'll drop you off first, Joan. There's a plainclothes man in front of your apartment house, so you don't have to worry. But keep your door locked and stay near a phone. If this guy doesn't go berserk again tonight, I think we'll have him by morning.
Good night, Pete. Sammy.
Good night, kid.
Joan, is there anything you want to tell me?
No, Pete, there's nothing.
Well, I'll call you a little later, then. Now get some rest.
I will. Good night.
Evening, Miss Clinton. We'll see that no one gets in to harm you.
Thank you, officer. I'm sorry to cause the trouble.
I've been phoning her for the last 20 minutes, Sammy. I got worried. Now she doesn't answer the doorbell.
I'll get this open in a minute.
She's not in the bedroom.
She's not here.
Well, look, her bag is still here. So's her coat.
Those couch pillows half on the floor. May have been a struggle.
Where's the cop you had on duty?
He's checking the basement. Oh, here he is.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I didn't think she tried to slip out. I was just looking out for someone trying to get in, you see.
What'd you find?
There's a door in the hallway. It leads down to the basement. It connects with the apartment house next door. She must have slipped through it and out the back door of the other building. No one saw her.
Did you ever think that somebody came in just that way and snatched her out? You should have checked.
Well, I...
Forget it.
What do you think, Pete?
Well, I'm afraid to, Sammy. I'm afraid to. Hello. Homicide. Johnny, I want you to put out a description alarm for Joan... What? Go ahead. Holy cat, when? Listen, get all the prowl cars in that district to converge on that block and tell them to be on the lookout for Joan Clinton. I think he's got her as a hostage, if he hasn't killed her.
What happened, Pete?
Missing persons closed their file on Muriel Graham. They just found her in a refrigerator in a basement on the west side. She died from dozens of knife wounds in the back. She was still wearing her little brown cloth coat and the fur collar was stuffed in her mouth.
You got the address?
Yeah. Right in the middle of the Ansonia section. With Sammy at the wheel, it took only 4 minutes to get to the broken-down brownstone. The neighborhood was alive with fear and excitement, and the little janitor who'd found the body of the girl in his basement was telling his story for the 10th time.
I'm a open the refrigerator door, and Mamma Mia, the
okay,
girl.
Okay. Do any of your tenants use a dictating machine?
A what?
It's a recording machine. Businessmen use it to dictate letters. It records the voice. Writers use it, too.
Writers? There's a loony in a 3C. He says the writer. Always he carry the books. Always talking to himself.
Talking to himself?
Yeah, lots of times I go past his room. No one in there but him. But he's a talker a mile a minute.
That's him. Tom, get that crowd back. Get some men in the back of the building and a couple on those roofs. Sam, you come with me. Now, you two lay back and cover us.
Everybody call him a loony because of the way he look and he talk. He's a crazy.
Why didn't you tell the authorities about him then?
Why? Well, what's the matter? He's no hurt to nobody.
Look, mister, you've been a great help and thanks, but you'd better stay here. Come on, Sammy.
3C must be on the next floor.
Right, don't move, Sam. Here he is at the top of the stairs.
Put down that sword, fella, and we won't hurt you.
He's coming down, Pete.
He's still got that sword.
Watch out, Pete! He's gonna throw it!
As I stepped over the lifeless body of the killer who terrorized the city, I realized he was only a boy, no more than 23 or 24, and in death his calm face showed none of the violence that had twisted his poor brain. I raced up the stairs to 3C. I kicked open the door. Joan Clinton, the girl I'd loved, the girl I was going to marry, the girl who wanted my promotion even more than I did, sat stolidly, mechanically at a typewriter. At her side was a dictating machine, and in it a tape was slowly spinning. Her clothes were disheveled. She was completely white. And her pupils showed she was near complete shock. Joan, are you all right? What happened to you?
He's dead, isn't he? Just a boy. He made me come to finish his book. He said he'd give himself up if I promised to finish it. He was completely lucid for a while. Now, everything's settled, isn't it?
Joan, he didn't do anything. He didn't hurt you.
Hurt me? Hurt me? He was very gentle. Really very tender.
As the earphone slipped from her fingers, I picked them up and listened to the tape spinning over and over again, its final sentence.
Good night, Princess. Good night, Princess. Good night, Princess. Good night, Princess.
The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. The Chase was directed and transcribed by Dan Sutter. This is Arthur Gary speaking.
That was The Promotion from August 21st, 1952. In addition to radio, lead actor Grant Richards worked on television and in a number of films. My question this time is about his big screen debut. Grant Richards played a role in a 1936 Western, which was the seventh in a series of a whopping 66 films about the same heroic character. I won't spoil it by naming him, but here's a further hint. The sidekick role in that movie was handled by Gabby Hayes. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Yeah, it's Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Grant Richards' film debut. It was in a 1936 Western, the seventh picture in a series of 66 films about the same heroic character. The movie's title, Hopalong Cassidy Returns, starring William Boyd, with Gabby Hayes as the sidekick, Wendy Halliday. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is